loaded and ready to go this Thursday, June 18th, 2009. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we've got a jam-packed show for you this evening. That's right. We have William Lewis and Gary Franchi in studio in the first hour. We're going to be taking your calls for them specifically. So if you have a specific call for Gary Franchi, or William Lewis of course, In Plain Sight, Washington, You're Fired. He has that new Bubble movie out. We've got a full hour to talk to those guys. We're going to be taking calls in the second half of that hour. Then in the second hour, we're going to have Sandra Hicks, author and activist, on the program as well to talk about the ballot initiative in New York and what's going to be going on in New York City this 9/11. And then in the third hour, folks, another great victory for the truth, another great victory for humanity, another great victory for activism. That's right. German Gary Tallis, who we had on the Alex Jones show about a year ago. I was subbing in. I was taking over for that. And he had been accused of assaulting a girl who had cerebral palsy in a wheelchair. In a wheelchair. He supposedly viciously assaulted this young lady. And that was not the case at all. There was a smear campaign. There were staged phone calls into Hannity. We're going to play that staged phone call into Hannity. Folks, it was deplorable. And the fact that they tried to say that Gary essentially grabbed and attacked a 18-year-old girl with cerebral palsy in a wheelchair, and then he was demonized in the mainstream media, was unbelievable. Then we actually got him a lawyer through this program. The lawyer ended up committing suicide. I mean, I thought Gary was going to go down for this. This is hardcore. They had a Secret Service agent testify against him. They had the girl in the wheelchair, the parents, the man that assaulted Gary, viciously assaulted him, by the way, and several police officers. And guess what? The judge threw it out. Not guilty on all counts. So the final hour, we're going to have Gary Tallis in for 30 minutes to really describe the entire ordeal. Imagine the amount of pressure that comes off your chest. Can you imagine being accused of assaulting a young girl with cerebral palsy in a wheelchair? That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to demonize 9/11 truth in any way, shape, and form. Oh, they're Nazis. Oh, they attack girls in wheelchairs. Oh, they'll work with Al-Qaeda. Oh, they hate America. Oh, they shoot people in Holocaust museums. That's the perception the mainstream media wants the public to have, and that's just not the truth. And, you know, the New York Post is just a disgusting newspaper, and they were proven wrong, and they were one of these people that did these attack pieces on Tallis. And this is the headline out of the Post. Let's find it right here. Laura Heckler beats rap. He beat the rap. There was no rap. He was standing there exercising his freedom of speech, First Amendment, right? That's what it's called, First Amendment. And this guy didn't like what he had to say, so what did he do? He rammed him with his daughter's wheelchair, threw him up against a brick wall, and beat his face in. Gary is not a violent person. I've met Gary on several occasions down in New York City. He's not a telephone tough guy. He's not a tough guy in general. So I would imagine by the time that he actually got to the police office, he had bruises on his face. The other guy didn't have a mark on him. Remember, the other guy was a huge Bush supporter and really heavy in local government and lobbying and city council work and getting all these contracts. And then they stage this Hannity call. This is all coming up in the third hour, where Hannity acts like this girl calls in on a random note. He doesn't know it's her because Sean Hannity is our friend. Sean Hannity is our buddy. Oh, tell us what happened to you. That's just so bad. You just wanted to see Laura Bush. You're a fan of hers, huh? You like her. It's just unbelievable. On the other side, William Lewis and Gary Franchi in studio. Stick with us. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. The dust of my father.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health. the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Folks, we are back, and I am happy to be joined on my left by William Lewis and Gary Franchi, two great patriots, currently working on a new FEMA film. We're going to get into that later, but I wanted you guys kind of give an overview for those who are new to the movement, maybe brought in by an Obama deception or just, you know, heard of Alex Jones, maybe on George Norrie or another program, Napolitano, breaking through the mainstream. You got involved, at least as far as I knew, the first thing I saw from you before your DU film was In Plain Sight. Which was just revolutionary at the time. There was no picture like it out on the market. Loose Change followed soon after that, the first edition. But really, In Plain Sight, I used it as a tool. It woke up a lot of my friends and at least got them to question the attacks. How do you get involved in something like that?
Well, originally I was a graphics designer in Shreveport, Louisiana for Stan Lewis, who handled everybody from Tina Turner and B.B. King and people like that. And that's, you know, the people that we were designing covers for. And I was listening on the radio to Alex Jones and I think even Jeff Rentz and one guy in particular named Rick Wiles, who had American Freedom News. And this was a program that came out of Granbury, Texas, just out of Fort Worth. It was internet and shortwave, and they had a fairly large following from the troops. So we kind of did a News World Report where we catered to military, New World Order, who's taking over what, you know, that type of thing. Basically what I do now. But I produced his radio program for about 3 years, and we decided to make a switch to television.
Okay.
He developed a program called True News, which aired for, I think, about 6 weeks before I decided, you know what, I don't know that I'm really cut out for day-to-day production here, because, you know, a 30-minute program might take 6 hours to put together.
Yeah, people don't understand. They don't understand, like, when you're actually doing something that's not like this, that's not off the cuff, that's not live, all right, you have a segment producer. How long is this going to take? When are we going to go to this? We got to have Media 100 or something similar running at the same exact time. I have to have the video clips clipped up. Everything has to sound right when it's recorded. People don't understand the preparation that it takes to put out even 30 minutes a week. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, this was 30 minutes a day.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah, exactly. So it was about that time that I had heard Joyce and Dave, mm-hmm. George Riley, Dave Von Kleist, on the Power Hour just a few times. And, I really don't remember exactly how we got connected. I think it was through a mutual friend of ours and theirs. And we decided we would actually, Beyond Treason was the first film we decided to make.
And Beyond Treason, for those that don't know, heavily, I've been actually trying to think of the name of that, because that's another one that I've seen from you, which is excellent, because we've had callers in on the DU subject. This is all about depleted uranium and really the afterthought of what's going on in Iraq, how, you know, people are going to have birth defects, they're going to have health issues, how the troops are going to have higher likelihoods of cancer, lower immune systems, just tragic things that you won't see for another 10, 15 years, but are actually happening now.
Of course, and, you know, this was... That production came out quite a few years ago. I think maybe
it's got to be. I'm thinking four. What was In Plain Sight 2004 or five?
That was 2004.
So. Four, and then I think it was 2005.
That was 2005. So yeah. when we put it out, the Pentagon was still denying that there was any sort of thing as Gulf War illness. And of course, now today you go and look at their statements, and them along with Great Britain are admitting that there is a illness associated with these exposures. So, we're
it's radiation. It's kind of hard to say that there's not going to be an illness to human beings from massive amounts of radiation, but they'll sit there and lie and, you know, swear on a Bible, smile right at you, just like a serial killer, folks. I mean, that's out of the LA Times. Serial killers and politicians share the same traits, and they really do.
Well, that's what was so key about Beyond Treason, is it's the first time that someone took about 750 Freedom of Information documents and went after what they said, the research that they did, found doctors and scientists who were saying even 10 years ago when this was first being researched that this would be the perfect weapon to use as a, it vaporizes when mm-hmm. when it impacts. So this, they were considering this a poison gas weapon even as it was being developed. This wow. had nothing to do with killing tanks. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the Beyond Treason was the first movie that we were actually going to make, and it was going to take approximately 2 years. In Plain Sight came up just spur of the moment in the meantime when we met Phil Jahan, and all that broke with the, you remember the whole pod issue.
I got to tell you, as far as that goes, that's really one of the bigger things that brought me in, because I started learning about this stuff in 2002. And in 2003, letsroll911.org starts going up, Phil Jahan's first website. And it's the first website that's just kind of comprehensive on the physical anomalies, you know, especially with the pod and the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for this stuff, and this is really before YouTube, this is before MySpace really got big. So everything is peer-to-peer. So you're looking for someone to post that WMV file or that API. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. And that brought me into a level where, okay, I saw this stuff. Whether you love it or hate it, it's definitely an anomaly. We need to take a look at this. And out came what I thought at the time was the best movie based on the physical anomalies alone and the video evidence that we saw from network television. It was just phenomenal.
You know, that film was not scripted. We mm-hmm. shot that literally in my basement, and it was put together in under 6 weeks, shooting everything, post-production, all the editing. It was just me and Dave bouncing ideas off of each other with him on camera, mm-hmm. and then going back a couple of nights in a row and, you know,
kind of editing out the fat.
Pleading with Dave, please don't come over today. I'd like to edit something. So, yeah, that type of situation. But, you know, it was incredibly, it came together very quickly, and we got it out on the market. And then we realized very soon after it was out, maybe a few weeks, that we had found a few errors that we considered things that we wanted to retract. So what we did is we went back and we did a re-edit, took a few of those things.
The director's cut.
Corrections. And the director's cut, yeah.
And the director's cut was excellent, by the way. You know what scene I really love? Like, after the entire thing, it kind of wraps up with the Bush family in the church and looking at each other and giving each other that strong man look and that look of family almost, you know, like, we're going to get through this together. But it's not what they think. And I don't know, that movie really resonated with me and made me want to do what I do today, you know, is make movies. It was one of those films. I'm like, look at the impact this film has had. And again, it was pre-YouTube, pre-Google Video. It was really something that was getting passed around through WMV files, what was it, Morpheus I was using, Kazaa, you know, the old school file share networks. But even then, you could see how many people had it on their hard drives, and it was massive. It was almost like this was a Hollywood picture people were riffing. So
this thing was selling in, and it still does, as a matter of fact, in Australian Target stores.
Oh, really?
I mean, we had distribution all over the world with this thing.
Oh.
So, I mean, in plain sight really went, you know, it went global quickly within like about 6 months, I think.
Oh, wow, that's excellent.
Yeah, so, I mean, anyways, summing that up, that was... you know, the first major work that I had done, and people liked it. So I was like, you know, this is probably what I should continue to do. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I'd always wanted to. So we started getting a little darker with the topic, going into One Nation Under Siege.
Mm-hmm.
Ripple Effect was just kind of my way to... I mean, it's not that I didn't want to make another 911 documentary. I just don't want to be known as the 911 documentary maker.
Yeah, I know. Well, you've done a full body of work, and you know, I hear what you're saying there too. I mean, I've obviously made 9/11 documentaries. My next one is going to be outside of 9/11, but I feel like the majority of the subject matter has now really been out there in film form. There's not a whole lot that hasn't been covered. Even the newer stuff now, you know, Phil Shannon coming out and saying, "Oh, NORAD lied." Well, no kidding, NORAD lied. We knew NORAD lied. I listened to the NORAD tapes. We were the first ones to get them. You know, we had to plead with NORAD to give them to us. We get these, you know, data disks. I listened to the whole thing. I'm like, well, they didn't shut down the drills like they said they did. They ran the entire morning. They ran for 20 minutes after Flight 93 went down. They called into Cheyenne Mountain. They chased Flight 11 for 40 minutes after it supposedly hit the tower. I'm like, all this is on the tapes. It's not what they're saying in the hearings. And, you know, here and there you would see little articles about it, but people still, oh, Jason Burmes is a liar. I'm like, well, the tapes are out publicly now. Everybody can listen to them. I'm like, just listen to the things. I want to get into the other films in the next segment, but I want to go to Gary Franchi now. Gary, we met back in 2005 at the first 9/11 conference. This was in Chicago, correct?
Yeah, it was the 9/11 Revealing the Truth, Reclaiming Our Future conference.
Yeah, and people like Kevin Ryan gave great presentations there. Webster Tarpley, you had a booth. Mm-hmm. You were promoting LoneLantern.org at the time.
Yep.
You know, one of those organizations. Everybody calls into the show, well, I can't do anything. Oh, it's so hard. And what do? I just want to curl up into a ball and be a little child. And I say, well, you know what? I mean, there's TruthAction.org. There's LoneLantern.org. There was Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth at the time. I'm a huge fan of We Are Change. Love them or hate them, they get people on film, they ask tough questions, and I was like, there's so much you can do, and you really had that spirit when I met you. So why don't you tell people, you know, kind of your nexus from 2005 into today, what you're up to?
Well, you know, the 9/11 message was what really turned me on to the truth. And you know, when you see the evidence for itself and you know that something was wrong that day, you know, it really sparks something in you, and that's why I wanted to bring people together. I was so alone. I said, we got to find people who are doing something. So that's where the Lone Lantern Society came into existence, to kind of fill that void. You know, and as the years progressed, you know, I met Aaron Russo, and you know, Russo had seen what I was doing, and he was impressed,
mm-hmm.
and he asked me to step up to the plate and start working with him behind the scenes during the Freedom to Fascism.
Now, was this before Freedom to Fascism came out, or kind of after it had the success?
No. Freedom to Fascism was still like in its early edits. I mean, he was going around the country showing it at different theaters, and I remember seeing an early edit completely different than what you see now. You know,
there's a couple edits out there right now.
Yeah,
but,
the edit I saw, it was just as good, you know.
Yeah.
It really inspired me once again to see those executive orders on the big screen, and to see that 400 people were sitting around me watching it.
Uh-huh.
You know, so as time went by, I started working behind the scenes with Russo, helping him with DVD distribution and streamlining his website.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of trust built up there. And then there was a vacancy that opened up later in 2007, about April 2007. And, you know, after some discussion, you know, he decided to have me be his national director for Restore the Republic. And then once that was established, he took a step back so we could focus on his cancer treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And then he died, you know, several months later.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he never really got to see the fruit of his film. He never got to see the Ron Paul Revolution take root. He never got to see his website, you know, foster and grow into what it is today.
But it has grown so much. And on the other side, I really want to discuss not only that, but really, you know, how the movement has grown and how we're getting not only outside of 9/11 truth, but we're reaching out to so many people with this message of, you know, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. human freedom. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, TheInfoWarrior.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 18th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 938.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 965.12, 482.56 for a half ounce, or 241.28 for a quarter ounce. That's 965.12, 482.56, and 241.28.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
By William Lewis, and Gary Franchi. I want to remind people over at Infowars.com, we do have Washington, You're Fired. This is the latest film outside of Life on the Edge of the Bubble, which I think we're going to be carrying as well, correct?
Yeah,
we do carry this one as well. These are both of William Lewis's films. And just today, I talked to somebody kind of out of nowhere. I was telling you the story earlier. I went on a service call. I do a little IT work on the side. And a lot of gated communities, elderly couples. So I'm sitting there at the gated community, like just waiting to get in. And the guy kind of comes back with a surprise. He's like, hey, man, I just want to shake your hand. I really like your work. I'm like, oh, thank you. You listen to the radio program? He's like, yeah, not only do I listen to the radio program, I just watched Washington, You're Fired last night, and it can't happen soon enough. And then I mentioned you. I said, well, you know, William Lewis was in studio. He's like, yeah, no, I listened to the program, and I heard him. I'm like, well, excellent, man. You have a good day. And he was just like, keep strong. Those are the kind of words of encouragement that keep me making films, keep me here 5 nights a week doing the radio/TV show. I mean, is that kind of what motivates you as well, that you know that you're reaching people, that this message can get out no matter what others tell you? Because I'm sure you've been told, oh, it doesn't matter, you can't make a difference, this stuff is fringe.
I'm still amazed to this day. But, you know, the DVD is the new Gutenberg Press. This is the way to get the information out these days. It's all digital. And whether you want to put it up on YouTube or whether you want to hand out DVDs, it doesn't really make that much difference. The information exchange these days is much different than 200 years ago when you had to go hand someone a pamphlet. And, you know, if you didn't have a press, you had to write it out yourself. So I would say that this is our number one tool for destroying the New World Order.
I agree. The only thing that really kind of coincides and they go hand in hand, it's kind of tough to argue whether it's DVDs or arming yourself with a camera. You know, actually becoming the media. Because people that do that, they give us fodder for our DVDs. You know, if they're not going to make a DVD, I mean, take a look at Alex Jones's summer picture from last year, 9/11 Chronicles. It's only possible because people are now becoming the media. They're going to these meetings. They're confronting members of the CFR. They're confronting members of the administration. They're asking the tough questions on camera. And we are arming ourselves in this information war. And then somebody like you, you know, can take all this information. I mean, you just talked about how, you know, it takes 6 hours. To do a 30-minute program a day. Well, I can tell you it takes a lot more than 6 hours to go through all the footage you shoot, all the ideas you have for a film, and then whittle it down to something that's between 90 and 120 minutes. I mean, that's a real process, is it not?
Oh, yeah. Well, 6 hours is just editing. That doesn't include what the host had to do in research. That doesn't include the two guys sitting in the back pulling footage, you know, mm-hmm. that you're going to use in the whole process. So, yeah, totally. And I don't know where we were going with that.
No, I just want people to understand how you know, everybody can have, first of all, an impact with their camera. You know, exactly. They don't necessarily have to know how to do these things. They just have to shoot first. And then, you know, I guess we edit later. I mean, that's really how it goes.
Do you mind if we put out a plea for people to get us some footage?
No, absolutely not. Of course.
We are looking for FEMA camp footage. And it's not necessarily whether you believe or know for sure that it is a FEMA camp or facility, whatever it is. Just go out, shoot it, and send it to us, and let us go through the evidence and see if we can, you know, determine through location and through some documents that we have whether or not this might be used for something sinister, mm-hmm. Which, of course, we know that anything can be used as a FEMA camp. But
exactly.
You know, the point is that we'd like to get people throughout the country involved in this process of collecting some of this footage because, you know, a lot of these camps are very widespread. They're all over the United States, and we simply don't have a budget to go out and travel to all of these states. If people would go to takebackwashington.com, mm-hmm. look at the order form. It's about halfway down. It's not an order form. It's a link that you can click for sending us footage. There's a release there. It tells you what format to put it into and all the information you need to get the footage to us.
Excellent, excellent. Give out the website one more time. What is it?
It's takebackwashington.com.
That's excellent. And we do something similar here. You know, I get people through my MySpace, through my Facebook. If you're not using them yet, guys, you have to be. Facebook.com/TheInfoWarrior, MySpace.com/JasonVermes. I mean, that's where I literally get the majority of my news tips outside of me going through Reuters, news wires and whatnot. And then I'll even go on YouTube a lot of the time and I'll see who posts it. I have a YouTube channel as well, YouTube.com/JasonJustice911. And I'll see this clip and I'll be like, man, I really want this clip in high quality. YouTube allows me now, oh, I'll type him a message, he'll get back to me, and someone will send me a DVD, or they'll say, well, I have a really good compressed DivX file. And I'm like, ooh, DivX. They'll just send that right through Instant Messenger, and I'll literally have it in 30 seconds. That's why, for me, it is so great to live in this time and age, because information is instantaneous. It is like never before. You don't have to have the budget someone used to have to get this information out to the masses. We'll come back after this with Gary Franchi and William Lewis. It's The Info Warrior with Jason Vermes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Ready to go. I want to remind people that Gary Franchi and Restore the Republic have Republic magazine. Here are just a couple of the copies here. Here's Ron Paul on the cover. The graphic design on this is always excellent, by the way.
Thank you.
It's really good. And here's a good one. There he is, Pimp Daddy Obama. I mean, that's really the real deal right there. I mean, he doesn't care about you. He serves his globalist masters. Tell us about the magazine. How can people get it? How'd you get it started? How deep are we into the issues? I mean, you've got to be doing this now for at least 2 years, right?
Yeah, actually 2 years. We're moving into our 15th issue. We're going strong. The magazine was an answer to the message in Freedom to Fascism, the film. You can get a subscription online at republicmagazine.com. That movie that Russo produced had so many points that need to be expounded upon. Russo introduced people to different concepts. Mm-hmm. So we developed a magazine to expound and grow those concepts in full issues, you know, talking to the people who are in the movie, getting them to write articles, going to the experts for the source material, and then just laying it out in such a beautiful, you know, captivating fashion. The magazine goes out in bulk. Activists can step up. They can get them $25 for 25 magazines. We've even got a program. If you can't afford the magazines, we have people who donate to us regularly now. Mm-hmm. And if someone donates a buck to the sponsor or Patriot program, mm-hmm. we release one magazine to the activists. Mm-hmm. So generally, we release about 25 magazines for $25.
And I want to suggest this to like small business owners, people have small medical practices, dentist's office. This is great to have in an office next to a Newsweek or a Home and Journal or an Us Weekly or, you know, just the crap that you see at the supermarkets these days. I mean, that's one of the bigger points that I make to people. I'm like, you're going to trust the mainstream media when you go through a supermarket. I remember being a kid, you know, 4, 5 years old, my parents, you know, just like little guy, super little guy. There used to be, okay, here are the newspapers. There used to be this huge stack of newspapers. There are about 3 papers to choose from. Usually you'd have your national one, USA Today. You'd have the local one. Then I lived in New York, so you'd get a New York Times or a New York Post or sometimes both. So maybe 4. And then on top of that, we had real journalism. There was Time Magazine on the side in stacks, People Magazine, these things that covered news. Now it's just like nothing. You're lucky to see one paper in the supermarket. It's Us Magazine. It's Brangelina. It's more tabloid than ever. The tabloids aren't even tabloids anymore. Yeah, the Inquirer and the Sun are still there. But everything else, I mean, People is literally a tabloid magazine now. I mean, can you guys speak to that, how there is no real... I mean, it's all celebritainment and celebritards, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, the print media has just gone downhill, you know, because no one is buying print magazines anymore. Mm-hmm. So they got to, like, go to the lowest common denominator, you know, just throw the trash into the toilet paper and sell it, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what they do. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's why
Rolling Stone here, folks, all right? Rolling Stone, what's the cover price on this? It's $4.50 now. It's been up to $6. They reduced the size. They made it smaller. This magazine is supposed to be $4.50. I bought a T-shirt at Slave Mart the other day. We were talking about it over lunch. I covered it last night. For $10, they're giving me a year of this because they have no business. I get a year free of Rolling Stone and a T-shirt for $10. That's how desperate the print industry is. And they better change their model up or
they don't make money unless they sell advertising. So
exactly.
They don't make money on the subscriptions anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's the reason they can give them away to you so inexpensively. But I would imagine that right now, during this recession /depression that we're in, they've got to be really hurting like everyone else for advertising.
Well, I mean, you look at the New York Times. They buy up some more media companies, Boston Globe and others. And then all of a sudden they say, well, the Boston Globe's about to fail. I don't know what we're going to do. And then all of a sudden you hear senators buzzing, well, we might have to bail out the media companies next. I mean, it's not bad enough that you have Hearst Publications, CBS, and NBC now openly saying that they're looking to consolidate into one media organization.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's mainstream news out of Reuters. None of them are confirming it, but that would mean that the big three, ABC, CBS, and NBC, are all under the same guise, and your only alternative is News Corp and Rupert Murdoch. I mean, the military-industrial complex, it looks like they just took everything, squeezed it down, and the bitter juices of what was left of journalism are just dripping down their hands.
Well, it's the media-industrial complex now, is what it sounds like.
It's the technopoly, that's what I'm calling it. It is a technopoly, and that's why they want to shut down the internet. Why don't you tell people about Washington Under Fire? Because I remember having you on. I was substituting for Alex Jones last year, and we were talking about this film. And I've seen a lot of it. It really has no conspiracy theory at all, just the actual documentation and legislation that is right in our face. I mean, tell people about this film, because I think it's an important film.
Well, that was the whole point. The whole point was to go through here and show people the oaths that the president and these senators and these congressmen take before they go up to represent you. And then we took a look at the bills that they have been trying to pass and have passed, many of them, John Warner Defense Act, Military Commissions Act, so forth. And, you know, we tried to sit down and examine each one of these bills. Posse Comitatus, and a few other things. We lost that with the John Warner Defense Act.
Habeas corpus with the Military Commissions Act.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, we kind of felt there was a void there of someone explaining to people, what is posse comitatus? What is habeas corpus? What is the writ of habeas corpus? What is, you know, any number of terminology that they use in these particular documents to confuse you.
Big words people don't know anymore, unfortunately. I mean, folks, I wish I was being funny, but it's not very funny. You walk up to the average person on the street, they can tell you, oh, the Lakers just took it in 5, baby. They can tell you their favorite NASCAR racer, you know, their favorite celebrity. But you say, so what are the 3 branches of government? And they look at you like, the government's not a tree, dude. What you talking about? I just don't even know. They have no idea.
I thought there was 2, the president and the vice president.
Yeah, exactly. They don't understand what checks and balances is. They don't understand the judicial, the executive, and the legislative are there to balance one another, to keep up on the corruption. If one oversteps its bounds, the other puts it in check. But now all I see is national security, executive order, national security, executive order, national security, executive order. And that's really themed in this. I mean, the executive branch has gotten out of control. Am I wrong?
No. I mean, you know, the first executive order, anyone out there wants to correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe it was to add a cafeteria to Congress, something ridiculous like that.
Yeah. Okay?
But now it's being used for such things as imposing martial law, FEMA, you know, what was that, 12-12-7 for FEMA back in 1979. So, yeah, I mean, it was never designed so that one person can sit down and write a law and have it signed into law by himself. In fact, the founders of this country really wanted the Congress to have more power than the executive branch. It's the executive branch that has, over these 200 years, slowly but surely, usurp this power.
Absolutely. I'm 110% with you on that. And you look at these bills that are being passed now, the Give Act passed. I was just over the break discussing, you know, City Year, the Youth Corps, how they're ringing up AmeriCorps as kind of their new front. On top of that, you look at H.R. 1444, for instance. Now, in the original Give Act, they tried to put compulsory service as one of the things in there, you know, put it in there as language. Everybody has to serve. They also tried to stick in there Section 1710, which was the Citizen Electronic Identification Act. And what they were going to do, yeah, just check out the first couple versions of the bill. What they were going to do is they were going to use your school children, give them all cards with their biometric information on it, run a system for 18 months, and then go before Congress and tell you how this was, you know, the greatest thing since gravy and we needed it for the entire nation. Now, that got pulled out. Now, you look at 1444, which is, I believe, in committee right now. And 1444 wants, again, has that same legislation where it says mandatory service for everybody, compulsory service. And they actually have a subsection in there, and this is a really short bill. I encourage you guys to check it out, where they say, how can we encourage the baby boomers to get involved? So it doesn't matter if you're 62 years old. They want free service from you as well to serve, you know, the new Fuhrer. And I liken it to this. In the 40s, you know, the 30s and 40s, their front man was a guy named Hitler. And they used, you know, blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids as their little Stasi force, as kind of their propaganda tool to get the youth motivated and get people grown up into this idea of serving, you know, great Germany, the fatherland, Deutschland, you know, that sort of thing. Now we have an African-American president. You watch these City Year commercials, the kids are mostly minorities, they're mostly black kids. They literally say in the commercials, man, if you're a person of color, you really need to join. They talk about how they're going to be shedding their individual skin for a universal skin to bring in a new world. I mean, these are things coming out of their mouth while they're wearing a red, white, and black jacket.
Are they forgetting, you know, Obama is half white, too?
No, they are. No one understands. And no one understands that he's Kenyan. Listen, let's get even be... The thing is that they use race. They use a face when, in fact, it doesn't matter what color is. I voted for a black woman, folks. I've never voted for the president in my life before, ever. I don't think it makes a difference, quite frankly. I did it because I thought to myself, you know what? If I'm going to preach to people, I can't not vote this year. So who am I going to vote for? Well, I voted for the person I believed in. It was Cynthia McKinney. She's in a couple of my films. She's in Loose Change. She's in Fabled Enemies. And I did this knowing she didn't have a shot, you know, knowing that my vote was only going to be my vote. And I went in there. I pulled a lever. I got a sticker. I didn't get a receipt. I didn't get a paper ballot. I didn't get confirmation that my vote even went through over there. Hey, I voted sticker. I was looking at these people like, you're out of your mind. You're giving me a sticker that said I could care less if people know that I voted today. I'm like, I want to know that my vote counted. I want a receipt. No, that's not possible. And that's not even with the electronic voting system. I mean, that's how out of control it is. But they put out this face. And it's the new face of America. And I think that they targeted the youth, especially ethnic youth, because they know a lot of people are going to be going through some hard times. And the minority communities are probably going to be going through the hardest. So they're going to be the easiest to recruit. Also, hip-hop culture is bigger than ever, you know, in this country. It's worldwide. And it saddens me that this 9/11 will become the first national day of service, literally a new holiday in this country, where these people are going to be going knocking on door to door, asking people to pledge to AmeriCorps, whether it's City Year or not. And then you have, I don't know if you guys saw the story about the Boy Scouts. Tell me you did. No, you didn't hear about the Boy Scouts?
I don't know that I have.
Oh, my God, guys. You guys got to get in the loop. You're doing a story about FEMA cans, because this is how they're going to get everybody to go. All right.
Oh, wait. That's what's telling us about this.
Yeah, listen. It's called the Explorers Program, okay? And when you're a Boy Scout, I was never a Boy Scout. I had some friends that were, so every once in a while, actually, the only time that I went to West Point with Boy Scouts to go see a basketball game. It was the coolest thing ever. I'd never been to West Point. You see, you know, old nuclear weaponry. You see some pretty cool stuff, you know, history. I've always been a history buff. And now they're saying, well, they're banning 8 out of 10 pocket knives, number one. So most Boy Scouts are going to have to give in their material. Just banned 8 out of 10 pocket knives in this country.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. We were joking about this back and forth. They were going to ban pocket knives. Whoa. Rob Dew, my producer, comes in with the article. No, they really are banning the pocket knives. So this story came out of New York Times showed it. And they showed pictures of the kids. And basically, when you get a little bit older, they have other programs. Explorers program. 14 to 17. They're giving them mock shotguns and mock automatic weapons. They look almost photo real, like as real as it gets, only they have the little orange thing on the end. And the example that they gave, because they're going to be fighting domestic terror, the one example that they gave is that they're going to have to go after a disgruntled Iraqi war veteran who's up on the tower picking people off as a sniper. And they have them in formation. In fact, guys, can you bring that article up? New York Times, Boy Scouts, so we can put it on the screen for the viewers. Because, yeah. And they're literally getting them ready, saying these are the terrorists. It coincides with these MIAC reports, these Fusion Center documents. And by the way, everybody makes a big deal, by the way, about the MIAC report, right? Well, they got a Fusion Center document that was sent to us. It's 225 pages. It's just on Virginia. It outlines who they're already spying on, and it gives where they're spying on them. And it admits in it that none of them are violent. None of them have the propensity for violence, but it's Al-Qaeda-like. And we have to keep an eye on these people. I mean, what do you feel about these reports? I mean, MIAC, the DHS. DHS being amalgamated into national security. Not that it wasn't a national security apparatus before, but now they're coming full circle and saying, yeah, we're just going to absorb it with the NSA.
Well, I'm not sure what Al-Qaeda-like is.
You know, it's using Twitter and MySpace. That's what it is.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, is that people who like to get together and learn how to fly planes but just don't want to learn how to fly them?
All right, here's the example they give. No, it's not. All right, this is the example they gave. They gave the example that in 2008, when they had the thing in Minneapolis, they had the RNC in Minneapolis, that protesters were using Twitter to organize against where the cops were going to put barricades and the free speech zones were. And they termed that to be Al-Qaeda-like, and that we had to be on the lookout for other groups using the same kind of technology to get around law enforcement. That's what Al-Qaeda-like is. I can't make that stuff up. I mean, I read it right off the documentation. If you find the document, you can do keyword searches for it, and it comes right up. I mean, that's what they said Al-Qaeda-like is.
Yeah, that's
because Al-Qaeda uses Twitter, my friend.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I follow them on Twitter.
Yeah, yes, I'm following the number three guy in Al-Qaeda on Twitter. Oh, wait a minute, the number three guy in Al-Qaeda wasn't the number three guy. Fancy that. They just tortured him for months and months. And, you know, in 2002, I had to hear Bush say, Abu Zubaydah, number three. We've got him. We've got him, folks. I mean, literally.
You can't trust information you get off Twitter.
Well, even Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, you know, whether you believe he had something to do at all with 9/11, whether you believe he was a bad guy, they admittedly, in a 3-month period, waterboarded the guy 183 times. That's on paper. If you believe they have him, if you believe it's the real guy, 183 times in 3 months. Again, headline out of Reuters, I make up stories. And you read the transcripts and he says, they ask me where Osama bin Laden is. I say, I don't know. They torture me. I say he's in this region. They come back. He's not in this region. They torture me again. I say what they want. Well, of course, when you're being waterboarded, folks, I want to let you know, you're going to say anything. When they're torturing your kids in front of you, you will say anything. And remember, 2004, Cy Hirsch came out and said, yes, they have video from Guantanamo Bay and Iraq. It's not just Guantanamo Bay, I will guarantee you that, of them raping children on video. They actually published some pictures out there that nobody sees in this country back in 04. When you remember those Abu Ghraib pictures where everybody knows the one where the guy's out like this and all that? Listen, what you don't see is, you know, you see the blood all over the floor? Take a look at the corpses. We're talking about 3/4 of a head off. There are rape photos. They published them in the European media, and they just kind of disappeared. I have them in my office. I have never shown them on this show because they're just too brutal. I mean, we're talking about 3 guys raping a chick at gunpoint. them in face paint. I mean, this is reality. And I bring it up, and they're all arguing with me. They go, well, they said they weren't going to release those photos, or those videos don't exist. I have the senators coming out of the closed hearings on the matter saying that they exist, and it doesn't matter. It's all made up. It's all fake. Lord Obama says, well, we were going to release these photographs, but now we're not. And now they're going to be sealed. It just shows that this is really an expansion of the last administration. I mean, why don't you speak to that, William? You know, we got the Bush administration, and there's so many people had this false idea that Lord Obama was going to come in, or the Democrats in 2006 were going to come in. The war was going to end. Happiness and sunshine would prevail. Rainbows and unicorns for all. And it's just the same thing with a new face.
Yeah, you know, this is something we pointed out in Washington, You're Fired. If you really think you're going to get change from a Democrat or Republican, go ahead and vote for him. I'm not going to tell you not to vote for him. Mm-hmm. But we examined the independent candidates. In fact, that came with a voting record. I don't know if that's got one in it. But you open it up, and it's got everyone's voting record on all the important bills that took place at the time. And, you know, we were trying to let people know that you really don't want to vote for Hillary Clinton or Obama or Senator McCain, and
you went after Kucinich in this too, huh?
Actually, we were promoting McKinney, so you know.
Well, actually, it looks like she and Kucinich, and I actually happen to like Dennis on a lot of issues. He's in Fabled Enemies. He did try to impeach the administration with 33 articles. Weird. The mainstream media didn't talk about it, Gary. Can you imagine?
Oh, mainstream media leave something out?
I don't know. Final segment with William Luce and Gary Franchi. After this is the Info Warrior with Jason Burbus, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
with Gary Franchi, William Lewis. Guys, why don't you give out the websites and really give out a call again to get footage, because I think that's so important. I really want to see your project be the best project it can be, and people out there can contribute. I'm sure they'll get a credit in the back saying footage from whatever source. I mean, that's what we do when we get it, especially with things like, you know, Fabled Enemies and 9/11 Chronicles. So tell people where they can get the information, how they can help out.
Well, the film Camp FEMA, if you want to contribute, you know, if you want to go out and get some of that footage for us, you know, go to William's website. That's WashingtonYourFire.com.
Nope, that's TakeBackWashington.com.
Excuse me, that's the other movie. TakeBackWashington.com. The address is there on the website. Mini DV, if you got it, you know, shoot us the tapes, whatever you got, man. We like William said, we don't have the budget to travel this whole country, investigate everything. Just be safe, though. You know, be safe. You know, we don't want people running around in camouflage, jumping over fences, you know, getting shot at. We don't need provocateuring. Yeah, we don't need any of that.
So. How about legitimate journalism?
Yeah, just go there, you know.
You go there with a camera and the right attitude, and you're about 90% more legitimate than actual journalists. I can promise you that. You know, don't go in there with an attitude. Go in there to talk to somebody. Say, hey, I was wondering if I could shoot around this. I mean.
Don't use the word FEMA camp.
No.
We got stopped today by a security guard outside a fenced-in area, and we said, oh, we're just doing a video on national emergencies and how good FEMA has always been, you know, in getting people together and getting people supplies.
It's called More Flies with Honey.
Yes, exactly. You know?
No,
let's put the spin on it, you know, and a little bit of
I promise you, you won't feel too dirty. Believe me, I've had to do it myself, and it works. I mean, people open up when they think you're on their side, or you're going to promote their agenda. I mean, you guys remember the story about, I think it's now 3 or 4 months ago, where the Schenectady mayor next to Albany said he was going to disband the police department and was thinking about martial law. Did you guys not see that one? That yet another big story that's out there that you guys need to get on. So Schenectady is really upstate New York. It's very close to where I live. I just went down there at the end of April for actually one of my fraternity's alumni weekends. It was a real good time. So I drive through Schenectady, and Schenectady has never been the greatest part of New York, but certainly does not warrant martial law. And I'm driving through the streets, and I'm thinking to myself, man, you know, that military facility there is huge, and half of it looks unmanned right now. And me and my brother drove around it and checked it out, and it's right along the train station rails, just like you would see for a normal FEMA camp. And I'm thinking to myself, man, if they did declare martial law, it would be pretty easy for them to set up these institutions, these makeshift, quote-unquote, FEMA camps. And, you know, we were talking about that. We've only got a couple minutes, but why don't you tell people about that, how anything out there can really be converted into one of these camps?
Well, any time that there's a national emergency, they can drop these cubicles that can open up with guard shacks, you know, barracks, you know, washing, you know, shower facilities. Just drop them from a helicopter, roll out some fence, and you can turn a field into a FEMA camp. Mm-hmm. You know, like Katrina, they turned the Superdome, you know, that was basically a makeshift FEMA camp.
Yeah. So one of the larger ones, the largest makeshift FEMA camp in history.
They could turn a high school gymnasium.
In closing, guys, are you guys going to be planning on trying to get some footage from NLE 09?
We're working on it.
I'll tell you what, that's what you want to ask people to do, because that's FEMA Region 6. It's state to state. It's an international exercise. It's going to give people out there the opportunity. It's taking place in about, I believe it starts in about a month and a week, mm-hmm. goes into August, and I think that's going to be big. I'm going to try to be getting footage for that myself, and I think we got to be on our toes. Give out the websites one more time.
TakeBackWashington.com and CampFEMA.com.
All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We got Sander Hicks coming up in the next hour. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Let's not forget Gary Tallis talking about his victory. That's right. Laura Heckler beats rap. No, he got beat in the face and stood up for freedom. Back after these messages.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. a truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's right, another jam-packed Info Warrior. This Thursday, June 18, 2009, we just got done with Gary Franchi and William Lewis, and now I am very happy to be joined by an author, an activist, and a filmmaker himself, somebody I look up to and admire, Sander Hicks. How are you tonight, Sander?
Jason, I'm great. How are you?
Very, very good. For those that aren't aware of your work, why don't you tell people, you know, how you got into activism, Vox Pop, Horns and Halos, you know, The Big Wedding. Just go through the gamut.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, I am a lifelong peace activist, independent media, info warrior, publisher. You know, it started with the underground newspaper in high school, and then it led to the anarchist, socialist, populist, anti-war newspaper in college, and then more trouble ensued, and then, you know, it just led to getting a job at Kinko's in New York City and becoming a book publisher. We took on the Bush family with a book called Fortunate Son and tried to keep Bush out of office. Seems like only yesterday. It seems like the whole last 9 years are a blur.
And explain to people, that wasn't in 2004 when you already knew he was bad. This was in the initial run for the presidency in 2000, and then there was a documentary based on that book tour of you and James Hatfield, correct?
Yeah, right. Yeah, this was the Fortunate Son saga started in 99. So it's 10 years ago almost.
Man, time flies.
Yeah, it's actually kind of overwhelming just to say that 10 years ago. But yeah, so yeah, it wasn't that hard though to know that Bush was going to be pretty evil, pretty wrong, pretty elitist. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody that was around for the first Gulf War could see that.
Well, absolutely. And like you said, you did this. You published Fortunate Son. It had kind of an underground buzz, but the film Horns and Halos, it's played on mainstream networks all over the place. I think I actually saw it on IFC some years ago before we actually physically met. I remember the first time I met you, I was talking about that film. I really enjoyed it, and it kind of shows you the struggle of getting, you know, an alternative viewpoint to the masses.
Right. Yeah, Horns and Halos was a film made by my friends Mike and Suki, Holly, the Holly Galinsky couple. Mm-hmm. And they did a nice job with that. They were just really, they were there every step of the way over the course of 2 years. And they shot it themselves and got lucky and got it on HBO and Cinemax and IFC and BBC and CBC and a couple of different places. And, you know, it seems like there's a market out there for the truth.
Yeah, no, there definitely is a market out there for the truth. It's just when you tell too much of it, they seem to kibosh that market. So how do you make the transition from activist, publisher to author?
Yeah, well, I guess being the one person in New York City that really wanted to tell the full truth about 9/11 made me the first person to be critical of the 9/11 Commission report, and it made me the only New Yorker to write a book that's really full of 9/11 skepticism or 9/11 truth, as you know, depending on your choice of words.
Well, I think it's a great, you know, companion piece to my film Fabled Enemies, which just kind of goes into the international intelligence cartel that carried out 9/11, from the Pakistani funding to the thwarting of the investigations into Saudi Arabia, from where these guys got their visas, to the Israelis that were arrested on 9/11, the actual surveillance that they were doing, the war games, the things that Bob Graham said about foreign government involvement, not just in the funding, all those things. I mean, you go way back in The Big Wedding, back to BCCI and the Muslim Brotherhood and all those connections.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And, you know, I wouldn't want to say that it's like purely international in the sense that it's balanced between many different nations, because I think like the intrigue is led by CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency and the NSA, and it's in the same way that the dollar is the currency that all other currencies are traded in.
Well, it definitely seems like Western intelligence steers these things, but they use proxy nations all the time, you know.
Absolutely.
You know,
right.
The Mossad is an arm of the CIA, is an arm of the ISI, is an arm of MI5, and at some level, some compartmentalized level, they are working in unison. We'll be back after this with Sander Hicks. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart. I take the vow. I'll never turn. I'll never bend. I'm with you now until the end.
Great tune by Tom Morello as the Night Watchman off the Axes of Justice CD. We're joined by Sander Hicks. Sander, I want to talk to you a little bit about this ballot initiative out of New York City for a new investigation into 9/11. It has achieved over 40,000 signatures at this point. It needs a big push to get out there. Why don't you tell people how they can help and where they can find information on that?
Great. I love talking about this. It's what I do on a daily basis, and I love my job. And New York City Can is the group. It's New York City Coalition for Accountability Now. And actually, we have over 52,000 signatures now. we're driving to the hoop. We're going to do a big slam dunk. You know, the 9/11 Truth Movement nationwide has had Investigate 9/11 on their T-shirts, you know, inspired by Loose Change and the We Are Change movement. And you know, just generally, we've had these really great black T-shirts that have, you know, that become...
Yeah,
like
I designed them, actually.
Yeah, there you go. I had a feeling I was talking to the man. So it's funny how you've created this archetypical archetype T-shirt, and now... This is the answer to that demand, you know, that we are, this is the real investigation, people. I mean, a lot of people say, like, is it possible? Is it true? Well, it is true. We've done it by creating a coalition of the victims' family members in New York City and the New York City area.
Mm-hmm.
The first responders, the people whose lungs are falling apart from being lied to by the city government, the federal government about working on the pile down at Ground Zero.
Yeah, the EPA coming out with Christine Todd Whitman and saying the air was safe to breathe. And if you watch Loose Change Final Cut, we show you how they heavily edited the report to basically open Wall Street back up for the bankers. I mean, that's what
exactly.
This was
about. It's all about getting the stock exchange open again, and they sacrificed human lives to do that. And anybody could tell that there was PCBs and fluorocarbons in the air and that those things were not good for a human being to breathe.
Yeah, but, heavy metals, I mean, you name it, just all sorts of poison. I want to remind people the James the Droga bill is currently out there. Encourage your congressman to sponsor that bill because it is so important. Continue, Sander.
Right, okay, so what we've done is, you know, the 9/11 truth work can be very fractious. So what we've done is we've deliberately created a strategy to unite people, the Big Tent strategy. So get all the first responders and all the victims' family members pushing in the same direction with the concerned citizens who care about truth and justice. And so what we're doing... is, you know, a lot of people say, you know, how is this going to happen? Well, it's going to happen because we're not asking the government for any money. And it is going to have subpoena power from the government. So I like to tell people it's the best of both worlds, what we're doing here. We want the imprimatur, the city council, to give us subpoena power and a temporary law enforcement status. But we don't want any funding from the city council or the city of New York or the federal government. And
I want to talk about that
for
a second.
You know how money talks, right? So this is this is going to be independent. It's going to be real.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I always used to advocate that we do need this new investigation and that we should give some of the family members that felt that their questions weren't answered subpoena power. Who exactly would get this subpoena power if we were able to push this through?
The commission itself. And in the petition that we get people to sign, we've got 52,000 people now to sign. It says, actually, here are some of the commission members, and I like to tell people this is a no sellout, no compromise, no BS commission. Here it is. You know, you can turn to page 2 in the petition, clause 3, it lays it out. We're going to have people like William Pepper, who investigated the King assassination, which was also very, very mysterious and very murky and deserves a full investigation. We got people like Mike Gravel, who helped release the Pentagon Papers in the 70s when he was a senator in Alaska. And so we've got people from, you know, all across the political spectrum. But all of these people have a tenacity and a passion for the truth, and that's what has put them on this panel. And there's some very, very interesting people there. So it's not like 10 D.C. insiders like the 9/11 Commission, you know, who produced a severely compromised report.
Now, what about people like Bob McElvain or people like William Doyle, family members that are the Jersey Girls, family members that actually lost, you know, their loved ones on 9/11?
We have an executive council that's the leadership of NYC Coalition for Accountability Now, and it's all the victims' family members, the most vocal, the most passionate, concerned people. So Bob McElvain is involved. William, we've talked to Mr. Doyle, and we're getting him involved. And people like Donna Marsh O'Connor, if you see her YouTube video, it will actually bring a grown man to tears because it is so...
And that's intense. National Press Club, right? That's where she's literally...
No, this is the one I have in mind is an out in front of the UN, and she just lays it on the line and really just drives a stake through the heart of the official story and does it in this way. Like, you know, how can you argue with a grieving mother who lost her daughter on 9/11 and has said, like, you know, I was never a conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but the lack of answers from the Bush family is leaving me no choice but to ask these questions and to go and you know, into alternative explanations and alternative sources.
Well, we know they've lied on so many levels. I mean, we now have yet another 9/11 commissioner coming out and saying, yeah, it looks like NORAD did lie to us the entire time. And we had both the heads of the commission there, Lee Hamilton and Thomas Keene, write a book called Without Precedent, where they said, yeah, they actually thought about bringing them up on charges because what they heard was so far from the truth. Now,
right,
these are the cover-up artists talking out about a piece of the cover-up that they might not necessarily be involved in. And we're the conspiracy theorists when we say, hey, I listened to the NORAD tapes. Those drills didn't end as the attacks happened. If you listen to the tapes, they went on for 20 plus minutes after Flight 93 went down, and they had to repeatedly call Cheyenne Mountain to get some of these inputs taken out. See, this is why I think it's so imperative that we do have, another commission. Whether or not we get the full and complete truth, the 9/11 commission, hearings were actually vital because, you know, you did have Amalgam Virgo come up in those hearings with Richard Benveniste putting Everhart on the spot about it. And if you look at that Amalgam Virgo document, Richard Everhart is in it. You know, he has to sit there kind of cringingly saying, yeah, that is a real document. And yeah, we were ramming a plane into the Capitol building 2 months before 9/11. And you have to have Richard Myers, who was then the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, say, yeah, you know, we had multiple war games going on that day and there was massive confusion because we had all these inputs. So whether or not we get the complete truth, we will get people admitting to more and more and get a fuller picture out of this.
Absolutely. And you know what? We don't even identify as conspiracy theorists. You know, I've always hated that term anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing on the streets of New York City, when people say, oh, you guys are the conspiracy nuts, or you're the 9/11 truth people, we're saying, no. We're a coalition. All we're asking for is a new investigation here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of, I just want to share with you the lesson here of, like, by not being too passionate for any one explanation, we've been able to say, hey, let's, like, divorce ourselves from our own egos for a second and our own opinions and our own knowledge, because there is a lot of knowledge. It's not just opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just take a step back for a second and just cool it and just say, hey, for right now, all I'm asking you to sign up for is a new investigation. So for all your listeners out there, I know there's a lot of passion and there's a lot of drive out there, and I need us all to focus that drive right now. Because we need to go to the internet. We all need to make a small donation on nyccan.org, because this is for real, folks. We're actually doing it. It's going to have subpoena power. It's going to have a real body of real tried and true investigators. And you can see the whole petition. It lays it out. All three pages are on nyccan.org. So you can see what we're getting, what we've gotten, 52,000 registered voters in the city of New York to sign on to.
Well, that's just amazing.
Left, right, and center too. That's kind of funny, you know. It's like even the Republicans in New York oftentimes will sign up.
Well, they should. I mean, again, 9/11 truth is something that should transcend whatever political beliefs you have, whether you consider yourself a conservative or a liberal or an independent or a libertarian or any one of these really arbitrary labels that we put upon ourselves. 9/11 truth, number one, it ends wars. Number two, it holds those actually responsible, whether it be in negligence or actually activity on that day, accountable. And we have never had that. Not one person lost their job because of 9/11. In fact, the majority of them, Sander, were promoted.
Yeah, like Richard Myers, like you just mentioned. He was acting head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he was promoted like 4 days after 9/11. And,
well, you look at, you know, I like to look at even lower level guys than that. You know, in Fabled Enemies, I show the story of Robert Wright, the FBI official that came forward and said, you know, I was trying to go into the funding of this guy that people were saying was Bin Laden's right-hand man. They thwarted it. I went to Judicial Watch. We tried to bring our case to Michael Chertoff, the man who was under John Ashcroft at the time in the Attorney General's office. And what does Chertoff say to him? That's okay. We don't need to speak to Mr. Wright. We're tired of conspiracy theories. This is an FBI official, and we're tired of conspiracy theories. Well, what happens to Michael Chertoff? He is boosted into the position of the head of the Department of Homeland Security. The actual agency they create after 9/11. Pure insanity, Sander.
Right, right. And if you read my book, The Wedding, you also, there's a small chapter there about how in the small period of Michael Chertoff's private practice in his legal career, one of the very interesting cases he took on was defending a New Jersey terrorist financier who had ties to Bin Laden, a guy by the name of Dr. Magdi Alamir. And this was an extremely weird coincidence. And it's the kind of thing I got by talking to FBI informant Randy Glass, who was just apoplectic in just could not believe that this guy Michael Chertoff would possibly be a possible nominee for director of Homeland Security.
And you know, on that paper book, the paperback edition of The Big Wedding, you have the actual letter that Glass wrote to the FBI as an FBI informant saying, hey, I know about a plan, and this is prior to 9/11, of them blowing up planes, or I'm sorry, blowing up buildings with planes, ramming planes into buildings, and he was just ignored. And there was actually a big, and I remember seeing this before I was really awakened to 9/11 truth. It was back in 2002 before my awakening had occurred, where Chris Hansen, everybody knows him from the To Catch a Predator series, did an hour-long special on Glass, and by the end of it, these, you know, Pakistani intelligence agents, it looked like, were back on the street. They had busted them for selling, I think it was false passports and identification, and then they go back, and all of them are somehow, you know, immune. Oh, it's very odd. It's just very odd. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C., fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thank you.
life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound?
In this short segment, Sander, I really want to focus on the demonization of the 9/11 truth movement, especially in light of this latest Holocaust Museum shooting where Glenn Beck got on television and said that James von Braun was a hero to 9/11 truthers, again trying to associate this movement with not only racism but Nazism, and anything could be further from the truth.
Yeah, and it's funny. I was over hanging out with some friends over at the Catholic Worker, and they happened to be watching television, and they were watching Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Oh, I heard about this. Someone called in about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Tell people about it.
Well, and there was like the big villain, or who they thought was the murder suspect, was this crazy guy. He was talking about the Bilderbergs and the Masons and mind control, CIA mind control.
Yeah, none of it exists, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. I know. That's the whole problem. I know. I don't want to sound like a stereotype, but the problem is if you don't these people use Google?
Yeah, no, MK Ultra was not a government program, Sander.
I know, it never happened.
Problem.
Yeah, that's when I was writing my book, I was like, gosh, I'm going to sound like a complete conspiracy theorist. I guess that's what I'm becoming. I don't know.
It's so difficult not to when there are declassified documents in the thousands talking about experimentation, not only, abroad, but on U.S. citizens without their knowledge.
Right. And it explains a lot. You know, once you learn more about your world, and much more of it makes sense. But anyway.
Well, Clinton apologized for it. He apologized
right.
for it again at a press conference, but again, it didn't exist. Go ahead. Continue.
So anyway, in the Law and Order Special Victims Unit, there was at one point the cops are talking about this conspiracy theorist they think is the murderer,
mm-hmm.
and they say, and you know what? We've been tracking his internet usage. He's been going to 9/11 Truth websites.
Oh no!
That was supposed to be the smoking gun. And then in the end, it turns out it wasn't him. It was actually one of the cops who was working in the forensics lab who was the psycho. Killer. So.
Well, at least they threw us that bone. Not everybody's as nice. I mean, I'm serious. You know,
I know.
For
instance, I think you know, let's unpack that a little bit, Jason. Let's deconstruct this. Let's analyze this. I think the coded message is don't believe the media stereotype about 9/11 truth activists, because they themselves were engaging in this scapegoating of the 9/11 truther as crazy, kooky murderer. When really they were like, aha, but really maybe there's something to this.
Yeah, well, you know what really bothered me? There's a Showtime show out there that's all about homegrown terror cells. I forget what it's called. I think it's called Sleeper Cell is the thing. And about 2 years ago, they did an episode where one of the Al-Qaeda terrorists, because this follows real terrorists and Al-Qaeda is real and they're really willing to hit us at any single moment. And he's sleeping with this girl and the girl starts talking about Dick Cheney and PNAC and what happened at the Pentagon. Meanwhile, you know, he's laughing to himself because Al-Qaeda did 9/11 all alone. And, you know, everything we've been told is true. But this person's buying into, you know, she's talking about Building 7 on it. And my stomach, when I see these things, just gets up into a knot. I get extremely angry. And Glenn Beck is, to me, the worst of the worst. He is on record saying, you know, it took me about a year before I started hating the victims' families on 9/11. And I'm thinking to myself, how could you hate somebody who just lost a family member in the largest tragedy in our entire lifetime, no matter what their viewpoint is? It's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we have a mutual friend in Hollywood, Jeff, and Jeff said something really insightful about. He had a few drinks with Ann Coulter, and he said he learned something that Ann Coulter at one point said something like, "It's a character, you know,
yeah.
that it's don't trust every, you know, that it's not everything I do is for real. I'm giving America." This character that they want or that they need, or it's just an act. And so
Of course it's an act. She goes on tour. She went on tour this year with Bill Maher, and Bill Maher really made Ann Coulter back in the politically incorrect days. He was the first one to give her a regular soapbox, sold her book, and then all of a sudden she was on, you know, as soon as the 24-hour news networks, which I feel really had their coming out party, not their birth so much, but their coming out party after 9/11, after that first week of television that we were all accustomed to seeing 24-hour news news on every network from VH1 to MTV to Nickelodeon. You know, we went there when regular programming came back on because a lot of us, myself included, were actually worried that Al-Qaeda was going to attack again. I bought in to, you know, the official version of 9/11. I almost enlisted in the military. I'd already taken the ASVAB test, almost joined the National Guard in the past, and I thought to myself, this is real. Maybe I need to dedicate my life to this. Thank God. You know, thank God my head prevailed and I actually looked into the events. We're going to come back the long segment with Sander Hicks. NYCCAN.com is the website. Go there right now and donate.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
A correction, it is nyccan.org. That's nyccan.org. Coming up in the next hour, we have Gary Tallis of We Are Change, who just beat the rap. That's right, 9/11 Truth doesn't attack girls in wheelchairs who have cerebral palsy. Even with the Secret Service, the NYPD, the girl in the wheelchair, and her parents testifying against him, he did come up not guilty on all charges. So we're going to have him coming up in the next segment. We're also going to play the segment from Colbert last night where he spent 5 minutes on The Word, the Bohemian Grove and the Belizean Grove, and of course, Sonia Sotomayor, our next Supreme Court justice. Before we finish up on this issue of the media demonizing 9/11 truth and trying to associate it with Nazism, I really want to get your take on the MIAC reports and these multiple DHS Fusion Center documents that are out there that are going after, anti-war activists, constitutionalists, patriots, people who are against illegal immigration, people who are against abortion, hacktivists, anti-technology. I mean, I could go on and on. I could probably spend the entire segment listing off everything they named in these documentation.
Yeah. Well, think of it as a compliment. I mean, there is a distinct political shift going on here. People are kind of uniting and discarding the old categories, and I'm seeing my own politics expand because of 9/11 truth. You know, I'm reaching out. I'm learning more about, you know, the survivalists, like, you know, that are friends of mine now in Oklahoma City, you know, mm-hmm. and I feel kind of like our movement has shown the power of populism, and populism is all about the grassroots. It's all about the people versus the elite. It's not necessarily about a leftist elite or a right fascist elite. You know, it's all about the people versus the power structure. And so that really is a fusion, or that really is a new kind of politics, and so that's something I guess I have in common with Alex Jones, and is saying, hey, you know, like, it's not about left or right, it's about the people versus the pigs, and the pigs have been feasting on our labor and feasting on our belief and our perceptions, and you know what, with the internet and with YouTube and with good websites, they no longer have our attention, they no longer have our belief, and they no longer have our blind obedience, and so, you know what, if the surveillance state, if COINTELPRO, if fusion centers are going after Greens and Ron Paul bumper sticker people, that means that they feel threatened. And
yeah,
so,
people that watch America Freedom to Fascism and Zeitgeist, they're terrorists, sir.
Well,
I mean,
worried that the truth is viral and that the truth is contagious, and that having a passionate, righteous belief that the people deserve something better, like they deserve a better economics than the Federal Reserve, private currency, and bailout systems, and mm-hmm. Wall Street,
Yet the media won't cover the fact that 1207, the bill that's out there right now with enough co-sponsors to go to the House that will audit the Fed. You don't see that anywhere in the media. All you saw yesterday was the media bowing down and saying, oh, the Federal Reserve's getting more power. Thank God. We haven't had a regulation like this since the Great Depression, and we so desperately need it. So we are literally going to give even more power to the agency that really helped put us in the situation we're in right now. I think disgusting.
Jason, I just got cable for the first time, and I actually watched CNBC for an hour today. And mm-hmm. I actually got to say, I'm feeling like, it's interesting now. Larry Kudlow was very anti. He's calling it a Fed dictatorship. So that was an interesting kind of fusion politics. You know, thinking like, you know, because I'm pretty much I've always identified as a lefty and or radical populist, but kind of from the left. But it's interesting to see that, like, now that my mind has kind of been blown. I've been reading Ellen Brown's great book, Web of Debt, about the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
She's really great. I can't recommend that book enough, because she's so nice and cordial about it, and her writing style is so plain mm-hmm. and honest, and the material is just mind-blowing, devastating. She explains, you know, that Lincoln and Garfield were also in favor of greenback, you know, the public currency instead of a private currency, you know, a national bank versus a central bank, you know, because a central bank is in the interest of the international finance or international capitalist elite, and a national bank is interested in actually spurring the country's real economy. So anyway, it's interesting to see that even CNBC's Larry Kudlow I can see now why the conservatives are so anti-big government, because it's mm-hmm. A big government in the hands of Wall Street or...
Well, what kind of upsetted me, you know, is taking the, I guess you would call it, this grassroots movement for 9/11 truth, and then, you know, kind of what spurred out of America Freedom to Fascism, anti, you know, 16th Amendment and tax protesting, this, Tea Party movement that we saw, you know, people like Carol Brulé do. I took part in a couple of these in San Francisco. We threw the 9/11 Commission report into the river. You know, granted, we didn't have hundreds and thousands of people at every single one of the events. I mean, we were lucky to get 100 or 200 of people at these things, but it was a grassroots movement. Now, people, I would say people in the establishment really caught on to this. They saw how popular Ron Paul was. He truly was the only candidate talking about the real issues, talking about the impending doom and gloom on the economy. before it went public, before they started announcing it on that box we call the TV that we all bow down to. And they jumped on that and said, you know what, let's make this about Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck, and we'll get big turnouts out there, and we'll kind of control the opposition. And these people have a long history of using controlled opposition to quell movements, you know, COINTELPRO just being one of them. I think we saw another arm of that this year.
Right, right. Yeah, because the Tea Parties originally were like kind of like a 9/11 truth thing in Boston and San Francisco, like
exactly.
You said. But
exactly.
Then it kind of grew into something else.
It's exactly, and it no longer, it's a shell of its former self. You know, when I went out to the one in San Antonio where Glenn Beck was, and I went out there with a couple hundred copies of Loose Change Final Cut. I went out there with the document I hold in my hand right now for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers, the Civilian Inmate Labor Program. And, you know, I was doing man-on-the-street interviews. I was asking people why they were there, and, you know, people were, you know, basically parroting what Fox News had said. Well, Obama's going to raise my taxes. We're going into socialism. And yeah, those things are true, but there's a bigger picture. And I'm thinking to myself, well, do you know what the Bush administration put into place for this administration to come in and further their agenda? I mean, one administration really just does seem like an extension of the other. You know, let me just give you some examples. You had Obama come in and say, you know, I never voted for the war. People are like, oh, he never voted for the war. We're going to get out of the war when he gets in there. It was the same song and dance in 2006 when they thought, when they had a Democratic Congress, that the Congress and Nancy Pelosi were going to get us out of the war. Just not going to happen. So
right,
2000,
right.
Yeah. So 2008 rolls around. The same things are said. He says, I've got this comprehensive plan. We're going to be out in 12 months. Then it was 16. Then it was 18. And then once he was in, we now have a plan where he says, well, we're going to have troops there until 2011 in December. And even in 2011 December, we're going to have 50,000 peacekeeping troops, but they're not going to be, they never say that they're combat troops, but what troop isn't a combat troop? It's not like our military is not going to have weapons out there. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, he's redistributed forces into Afghanistan and continues
Absolutely.
To send people in there. So well, let's get your take in this segment on what's going to happen in the Middle East over the next 4 years.
Well, if I could bring it back down to on the streets of New York City, when we're signing up people for the NYC CAN independent investigation, Obama's actions and his statements actually do have an effect because people do listen, and he's extremely charismatic, and he's very influential, and especially in a liberal town with plenty of Obama files in it. So a lot of times people, when they're thinking about whether or not they want to sign our petition, which simply puts the question of a new investigation of 9/11 on the ballot, people are kind of like, sometimes people actually say, now, this is really alarming, people are like, no, I'm kind of with Obama. I'd rather move forward than look backward.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that's actually what he said. He didn't say that about a 9/11 investigation. He did say that about Iraq and torture, about whether or not he's going to prosecute.
Well, hold on. Hold on. He did say it last week. Let me correct you.
Yeah, right, right. Exactly. Then last week he comes out and he says that,
I'm aware that some people question or justify the attacks of 9/11 as if they're the same thing. If you question it, you're with
right.
Al-Qaeda and you're trying to justify the attacks. No, they're totally different things. If you're questioning what happened on that day, you're not trying to justify the deaths of 3,000 innocent people. But he lumps them together and says that we have to take root in the fact that Al-Qaeda that these are facts and that Al-Qaeda did attack us on 9/11 and now we have to move forward with that. So he just puts it all on the table right there and says, no, you can't question 9/11.
Yeah, and you know, compare that to the fact that in 2006, only 16% of people told a CBS poll that they believed the official story of 9/11.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know, that's a fact I'd love to throw in the president's, throw in the president's face someday. You know, I'm shocked at the abrogation of justice and the abrogation of the Bill of Rights that he's presiding over. This guy is supposedly a constitutional scholar. And you know what? We've got illegal subway searches happening in New York City.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you brought that up. Illegal subway searches. You're about to get the body scanning cameras in the subways. They announced it last week. They're putting in the ones that basically give you an outline of your body. We'll see any object that you have in your pockets or otherwise. And they're basically saying if you don't like it, too bad, go to another subway station. But what happens when they put them in all the subway stations or you have to get off in a stop where they're being used?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I actually got physically thrown out of the subway last week because I knew that eventually this moment would come and that I would not consent to a subway search. And finally it came, and I said to them, I believe in the Fourth Amendment. I'm protected against unreasonable search and seizure. In the new newspaper, The Sovereign, here in New York City, I just read about Louis Brandeis, the Supreme Court Justice, who said that you have the right to be left alone. That's what the essence of the Fourth Amendment is. And so I was arguing with the cops. I was trying to, talk to them, but they didn't want to talk to me, of course. And they actually physically threw me out of the subway rather than have a debate about constitutional law.
Yeah, and they don't have time to actually discuss the issues of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. This is a dictatorship, baby. Just go along with the flow. I've got the gun.
That's what the cops said. The cops said, I don't have the time to talk to you about this. And I said, what else would you like to do? Because I was, looking around. He had, five other cops just waiting there by the table to search the bag. It didn't look like they were really pressed for time. They weren't going to,
Sander, the Fourth Amendment is dead on so many levels. I mean, the subway is really just the crescendo piece, and that's in just New York City right now, but it's something they're going to want to go nationwide with. What really bothers me is we've had whistleblowers come out from January 2006. The court case was Hepting versus AT&T. 40-plus whistleblowers came out. They said, all the major telecommunication companies have a secret room where they're hardwiring everything that goes through the internet and your cell phone. And they were literally saying everything you search on a website, everything you do on a computer is hardlined into this thing. Everything you do on your cell phone, from conversations to IMs, they're all there. So in 2008, while the Bush administration is still in, they declare that they have retroactive immunity. And in the first court case, they throw it out. They said, no, the government can call national security on this. You can't sue AT&T or Verizon or any of these corporations. Now it went to appellate court. On June 4th, it's a 2-week anniversary today. On June 4th, the appellate courts upheld that decision and said the government is our lord and that these telecommunication companies are allowed to spy on this on behalf of them. And that is making zero mainstream media. The only time you ever heard it was when they had a gentleman on, I believe his name was Klein, on the Olbermann program, where he broke it down for 8 minutes. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that clip.
No, I'm not. What is it? What was the
clip? The court case is called Hepting versus AT&T. And if you just type in Olbermann, AT&T surveillance or AT&T search, it'll come up immediately. And they admit that, listen, I'm not saying that everything you do on the internet is seen by a person. They don't have the personnel for that. But what they do is they created a splitter. And the only reason this came out, not the people who were allowed in the secret room, but the technicians that had to set up the splitter into the secret room and had the blueprints, started complaining about this because they knew exactly what it was. It's a dumb device that just duplicates every piece of information that goes through that wire. So they literally have a track, trace, and database of your entire activities on the internet and through your cell phone. And that is reality. That's happening today. And we found out about it in 2006. And it took up until, June 4th for it to get thrown out completely and brushed under the rug. And the only mainstream newspaper that I saw that even covered that appellate court decision, I think it was like the San Francisco Gate or something like that. On the other side of the break, I'll bring it up for people so they can actually see it, and I'll have the actual headline so you can check it out after this interview. But I think that is most dangerous.
Yeah, definitely.
And people just don't get it at all. Why don't you tell people how they can support you and what projects you're working on currently? I'd love to hear if you're doing another book or another film. I know you got a few independent films out there as well.
I do have a new book proposal I'm working on. Too early to really talk about it, but say a prayer for me if you're spiritual, and that'll be that. But what I wanted to tell your listeners is that come to New York City on 9/12 and 9/13 for the big 9/11 anniversary. This is the first 9/11 anniversary in the post-Bush era, and not that Obama is going to investigate, but still, it's like the mood of the country, I think, is more open to investigating 9/11.
Well, I think it's super important we get down there, number one, because they're actually declaring this a new holiday. I don't know if you're aware of this, but out of the GIVE Act that they passed, H.R. 1388, it is going to be the first National Day of Service. Absolutely.
And they're obviously reacting to, 2006, where we basically took over Ground Zero together.
Well, let me tell you what they're doing on this National Day of Service. Have you seen the City Year commercials?
I know where you're going,
Basically, the kids that are in City Year, while they do this National Day of Service, they say what they're going to be doing if you read H.R. 1388, and they're going to be doing door-to-door knock and talks with people, trying to get them to pledge to a division of AmeriCorps, not necessarily City Year, but pledge their service to their country. And this is all going to be taking a place all around the country on 9/11. They're setting up memorials not just in New York City, but around the country. And they're really trying to now hijack 9/11. You know, you thought it was bad with Glenn Beck and the 9/12 project. It's going to be twice as bad with the administration and this National Day of Service. You wait for the commercials. I guarantee you're going to start seeing them in late August, where they're going to start talking about 9/11 and national service. You know, as much as Alex predicted that, you know, they were going to have these youth corps, I mean, you watch the Obama deception. And you see just one teacher out there training his class to get into military formation, Alpha, Omega, Alpha, Omega. And people point out, well, that's not really a youth service. Well, just a few months later, they get funding, and all of a sudden, there's a bunch of kids in red, white, and black jackets doing military stances with an I Am Change logo, where they're shooting up pictures of Mother Teresa and Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. and John F. Kennedy, all these, you know, true heroes for humanity, and they're trying to equate this with national service. I think that is very dangerous as well.
Yeah, yeah. What I was going to say is that on 9/12 and 9/13 in New York City, we're doing a big conference called Real Change and Transparency.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be around the 9/11 anniversary. Because what you're saying about the national service stuff is pretty scary. And Rahm Emanuel, I'm talking about, you know, mandatory national service for all mm-hmm. American youth. That's pretty creepy. But
yeah. Well, listen, right now, Sander.
Wait, hold on a second. Oh, yeah. Let me say this. 9/11 is really our anniversary, the anniversary of the skeptics and the patriots and the populists and the radicals who are saying, you know what, we know the truth, and therefore, you know, we stand with the martyrs, we stand with the dead, we stand with the uninvestigated, murdered victims of 9/11.
Absolutely. We'll be back after this final segment with Sander Hicks. New York City, NYCCAN.org is the website. Go check it out. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
If you go to theinfowarrior.com, and I think it's three previous entries. It's about a month and a half old of this story, but it's AT&T and Mark Klein is the YouTube clip, and I believe my headline is "RIP Internet Good Times, Hello Satan Grid," and you can watch the clip right there. Check out the legislation; it's pretty unbelievable. Now we were talking about mandatory service and whatnot. And I don't know if you know about H.R. 1444, but it is a bill out there right now where they're trying to put into committee this program where they put the language again in for mandatory service, but this time it's for everybody. It's not just for kids. And they actually talk about in one of the subsections how they can get baby boomers to give up mandatory service. So that's why I think we have to warn people about this push, because, Sander, just like, you and me, I don't want to pollute the earth. I mean, pollution is real. I'm not so behind this green movement, but big corporations pollute the earth. I don't want war. I want peace. I want happiness. I want stability. And they make us out to be these radicals. We'll work with anybody. We want to take down Al-Qaeda. And service sounds like a good thing. Soup kitchens sound like a good thing. Reaching out to your neighbor is a good thing. But I think when you put on the uniform, where you become part of this bigger group, I mean, that's what Hitler did. Hitler got the youth to be Nazi youth, and then he indoctrinated them further to fight his wars as the Wehrmacht as they grew up. I mean, that is extremely dangerous to me.
Well, I don't know how you could not be into the green movement, Jason. Look at the South Pacific. There's a trash vortex of floating plastic of all the plastic waste that we have. Our unbridled capitalist system has there's floating plastic that is the size of Texas. It's floating there in the South
again,
Pacific.
Those are the things. Well, Sander, those are the things I'm for. That's real environmentalism. Cleaning up the water, cleaning up the air. That's real. When they start talking about carbon dioxide and carbon emissions, and we're going to have to be carbon credits. When I read articles out of the UK that the United States thirst for double ply toilet paper is so out of control, it's worse than SUVs. When I hear in Australia, I don't know if you've seen this headline, but just type it in. The Australian police are now becoming carbon cops. They're looking at people's garbage. They're going to get fines for this. That's what worries me. Again, I'm all for stopping the real polluters out there. I'm all for going after the real criminal cartel corporations that do this sort of thing. But what I'm seeing is that those criminal cartel corporations are only going to benefit from a carbon-based credit system. So,
we only have 3 minutes left.
I know we do.
So let's not try to tackle the whole
right. You know what? We'll save it for another time. We will save it for another time.
You're going to have me back. But I would love to just recap that I want to tell America, tell all your viewers, all the good patriots and populists and radicals out there that listen to your show, that nyccan.org is real. We worked with the New York City 9/11 Truth Movement and the victims' families of 9/11, and we've created this whole new momentum, and we're just totally trucking now. We've gone from having about 29,000 signatures a couple months ago to having over 52,000 signatures.
You're up to 52,000 now.
Yeah, over 52,000.
Oh, that's awesome.
Totally.
But over 60.
We need to be over 70,000 within a month or two. So we need everybody to kick in just a little bit of love, a little bit of energy, a little bit of money. No matter what you can, nyccan.org is going to get you the real investigation of 9/11 that you've always dreamt of.
All right, Sander, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have you up in the next couple months before the anniversary down in New York City. Folks, we got Gary Tallis on the other side. He just beat the rap. That's right. Can you believe it? 9/11 Truth wasn't responsible for attacking a girl with cerebral palsy in a wheelchair. Back after this, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We are joined by Gary Tallis. I was thinking I was going to play the clip, the staged phone call with this young lady and Sean Hannity in this end. But I thought, you know what, let's just go to Gary and let's have him go over what happened to him. Now, I believe it was a little over a year ago, we interviewed Gary while I was substitute hosting for the Alex Jones show. And they just made up brutal lies about Mr. Tallis. He went to a book signing event with Laura Bush and WeAreChange.org, and he left in a police car where he was charged with assaulting a young woman with cerebral palsy in a wheelchair after taking a beating from her father because he refused to physically defend himself. Gary, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Well, God bless you, and I'm so glad that you were able to beat this phony rap. And, you know, the haters out there are very upset that you're not a person that assaults the crippled, sir. They're very upset about that.
Yes, they have nothing else to be upset about. You know, they'd rather be upset about other people who are really productive in their lives. And, you know, when they see production, it upsets them because that's not what they're about.
Exactly. Take us back. It was about a year ago now, right? When did this actually occur?
Yeah, this occurred 14 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, last April 22nd, 2008.
All right. So you go down there and you're protesting Laura Bush, and this gentleman is in your vicinity, and basically break down how the assault takes place.
Well, I was trying to ask Laura Bush some questions and, the two beautiful daughters, the question. What occurred is that a Secret Service agent did not allow me to proceed and be a citizen journalist to exercise my First Amendment rights. He said the public sidewalk is closed. I understand he needs to protect the First Lady, but it was like 100 feet away, and there was no need for him to proceed the way he proceeded, calling me an a-hole and telling me that I have no rights, you know, forget about the Constitution. You know, not acting professional. This caught attention of a certain individual in the crowd who decided to use his daughter as a way to you know, exercise his frustration against my political views. So he actually slammed her into me as I was walking away when the crowd dispersed. He slammed her right into my side, and as I was walking away, I kind of you know, fell into the corner of a doorway where he proceeded to pounce on me, and I was just, you know, I had my hands up. But by the time I got up, trying to get his hands off of my neck by putting them underneath his, police were throwing me left and right. You know, it was a big circus, but you know, the court case itself was more of a circus than I could have ever imagined.
Well, yeah, on the other side, I want to talk to you about this because this is just a huge journey from you. First, you're demonized in the media. Then we get you a lawyer. You know, we try to arrange something through the radio show. This lawyer ends up committing suicide. You know, a lot of us were pretty doubtful that you were going to be able to beat this rap because of the people that they actually had testifying against you. You know, not only did they have this girl and the parents and the NYPD testify against you, they had a Secret Service officer testify against you as well. But the judge threw it out, said you're not guilty of anything. And that is just so key. So on the other side of this break right here, I'm going to play the staged phone call of Sean Hannity with this young girl. I mean, it's just so disgusting. He acts like it's off the cuff. Please. It was a staged phone call to try to go after those who dare dissent against the government, dare to dissent against the establishment. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. The websites are prisonplanet.tv and Infowars.com.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about $1 a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
And I can't help but wonder, no, will he McBride? Do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride, it all happened again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did
just a jam-packed show today. If you missed any of the program, we got the podcast over on the side. It'll be up on the YouTube for the kids tomorrow. We had William Lewis and Gary Franchi in studio. We did an hour with Sander Hicks, author, activist, filmmaker. And now we are joined by Gary Tallis. I'm going to hit a news blitz in the final 30 minutes. We're only keeping Gary 4:30 just because we haven't gotten to any news today, and we're going to play that Colbert clip. But right now, I want to take the time to play this phony Hannity call with this young girl who is really set to do this by her parents. You know, her father realized that they were in quite the conundrum, that he had just assaulted somebody and blamed it on the fact that Gary viciously attacked his young daughter. So they had a PR campaign, and they sent him over to Hannity on the radio show. Hit the clip.
Hello.
Hi, Maureen. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
How old are you?
18.
You're 18?
Yes.
Yeah. And what, are you going to college yet, or you're a senior in high school? What are you?
I'm a senior in high school, but I'm going to be attending college in September.
Yeah, where are you going to college?
I'm not sure. Probably New York.
Yeah, and what are you going to study?
Psychology or social work.
Yeah, why psychology or social work?
Just because I've been told that I'm able to give good advice and help people become more confident.
Well, good for you. I'm glad if that's where your heart is, and people think you have the God-given ability to do that, that'd be a noble way to live your life. That's terrific. Thanks. Anyway, so what's on your mind, Maureen?
Well, I just wanted to tell you what happened with the protester on Tuesday evening, because I was the person that he...
Wait a minute. You're not the girl that was attacked in the wheelchair, are you?
Yes.
You went to see Laura Bush and...
Come on. He doesn't... Listen, he sets that up for 30 seconds. First of all, in talk radio, you listen to this show. How long do I keep people on? Sometimes you're always flowing through calls. He gets a little backdrop. Oh, you're going to... Oh, you're 18. That's very nice. Oh, da-da-da-da. He knows exactly who this girl is. Are you kidding me? This is a setup phone call that he's like... Oh, you're the girl that got assaulted. I had no idea. Lord Hannity, your tricks are pathetic like your face. Hit the clip.
Jenna Bush, when they were doing a book event with their new book, right?
Yeah.
And you were attacked and hit by this guy.
Yeah. What happened was, after we were exiting the building, on the side we saw that their motorcade was there. And I got excited to see Jenna, and I'm a big fan of the First Lady because...
You met her.
I met her in 2004, yeah.
You know what, because I read this story on the air yesterday. I don't know if you know this, Maureen. We talked about it yesterday, and I thought it was just disgraceful that something like this could happen. I mean, here you are. You had met the First Lady. You wanted to see her again. You went to the book event. Tell us what happened. Some guy started screaming, and then I think your parents said, hey, this is a kid's book event, you know, knock it off, right?
Yeah, well, what happened was this guy was screaming that the security had asked him to stop at the sidewalk so that they could cross safely to their car. And then, like, he was screaming all these mean things about President Bush and 9/11, and then the whole crowd was telling to shut up, and then to shut up, and then my dad was like, "You need to shut up. This is a kid, but who do you think you are?" And then we started walking away, and he started grabbing my wheelchair. My dad had to fight with him to get it away, and then he started hitting me on the shoulder.
Oh, man. How are you doing? Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just, like, nervous, especially after the story broke, because there are all these mean things about my dad on the internet, and then they published my address on all these blogs, and then there's, like, a video of my dad trying to, get him off of me on YouTube. So it's a little bit scary, but...
All right, let's just cut it right there. I mean, come on. Gary, what's your response to that? I'm sure you've heard it before.
Oh, wow. It's pretty disgusting. Her parents actually use their daughter as a trophy. You know, she comes on as a witness, with the Girl Scout uniform, with a puppy, coming in there, you know, talking about her.
Wait, you're telling me at the trial she came in a Girl Scout? So it's not bad enough that they are reeling in a crippled girl who's mildly retarded. I'm sorry, I'm using the term retarded. I know they want to ban it, but she's mildly retarded with cerebral palsy. They wheeled her in with a puppy and a Girl Scout uniform, Gary.
It's horrible. And the funny thing is that we were looking at a picture of her dressed as a Girl Scout holding a Laura Bush picture, smiling right after the incident. And my lawyer's assistant said, hey, wait a second, where's the puppy? The only thing they're really missing here is the puppy. Well, the next day she comes in with a puppy, and it was something out of a comic book. And and all she really talked about, I mean, God bless her soul, was her puppies and how they give her confidence and how she's a Girl Scout. She met the Prime Minister of Ireland. She met the First Lady, played with the first dog. She's so much better than people that don't have her condition. That's how she made it out to look like. It's just so disgusting how they just take her sickness and they just manipulate it.
They're trying to exploit the fact that she's, you know, a little bit, you know, physically and mentally ill, and they're playing on people's heartstrings. And I can't even fathom that they put her in a Girl Scout uniform with a puppy when she took the stand. I mean, that is beyond reproach. Tell me about some of the other people that testified, because, you know, I read in the mainstream media they had NYPD officers testify against you and a Secret Service agent. They were at the court case as well?
Correct. And the prosecutor was a very unprofessional individual. He had no strategy. He was very intellectual, but he had no wisdom. He just grabbed a bunch of cops, Secret Service agents, used their titles, you know, use emotions as an appeal, but it just didn't work. It backfired. One Secret Service agent stated I did not resist arrest. Another stated I did. John Levitro's, the attacker, stated, oh, look, I helped arrest Gary. A cop said, no, he didn't. So basically the guy didn't even interview his own witnesses. He was like...
Telling me is these witnesses that the prosecution brought, he did no pre-interviews and didn't realize that they were going to be counteracting each other's statements and basically proving each other wrong as they took the stand.
It didn't seem like it. This guy seemed like a wind-up doll. He moved like a robot. He was like a stereotype of basically, if you watch the movie How High, you see professors in Harvard. He's like a stereotype version of a black man coming out of Harvard. He actually graduated Harvard, and he was also out of a comic book. The things he was saying was out of a comic book. I mean, he was trying to argue the fact that when John Levitro came out, he said that he didn't even see me hit the daughter. He was wheeling her, but I just came on, hit her three times on her foot, a couple of times on the shoulder, and he just didn't see me at all. It just never happened in his mind, and the lawyer had the audacity to argue that to the jury. He kept insulting the jury's intelligence, and when I finally took the stand, I just wiped the floor with him. You know, I started allowing the jury to understand this guy's pulling red hair in the argument. He's trying to lead me to a false, statement that he's making by his yes or no, you know, strategy. And I said, you know, it's not going to work for the court. It's not going to work for the respectable jury. You know, you're wrong. You have to switch your strategy up. You're not trying to get the truth out, trying to bury it. And it's quite disgusting, you know. But, you know, I'm glad the system worked, because out of the 90% of the people that we chose, out of the 90%, the 10% that we chose were actually like the good bunch. You know, people aren't as articulate today. So it was also disgusting looking at how people were judging the judges, y'all, where they couldn't really articulate anything, any kind of questions. It was just my fellow peers weren't actually, you know, on the level to really judge the evidence based upon how they were educated in their life. So it was really hard to find a good jury. It took a very long time.
So who else other than yourself took the stand on behalf of the defense?
Only myself and eyewitness John Paul Harkins. He just seen me not resist arrest. He didn't really see the whole assault take place.
Wasn't there also a woman there that was on the scene that we had on the program describing what happened as well? She did not take the stand?
She did not, because everything she said was already corroborated by... prosecutor who helped my case out a lot. Mm-hmm. As I said, he wasn't the best experienced prosecutor.
And, this is just like the craziest story. So when did you actually get exonerated of all these charges? This occurred yesterday?
Well, this occurred Tuesday, and it's funny how major things always occur on Tuesday, like, 9-11, elections, even Pearl Harbor. But, it's just funny how things happen. The funny thing also is how they try to politically destroy me. They try to give me a plea bargain of community service if I plead guilty to hitting the girl but not hitting the father. So they just wanted to portray me as some villain that hits girls in wheelchairs.
So if you'll admit to crimes you didn't commit, we'll go easier on you. Come on, just admit. Come on, we'll do a plea deal with you, Gary. Final segment with Gary Talis of WeAreChange.org out of New York City. After this, it's the Info Warrior.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 18th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $938.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $965.12, $482.56 for a half ounce, or $241.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $965.12, $482.56, and $241.28.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
We are back, joined by Gary Tallis of WeAreChange.org. Gary, I'm getting emails and questions. You know, what's next? I mean, are you going to go after these people for defamation of character? Will there possibly be a lawsuit? Or are you just going to let sleeping dogs lie and take solace in the fact that you had a great victory this week?
Well, I'm going to balance it out. I'm going to celebrate the victory, and I'm also going to try to take some action. But it's never too good to let the enemy know what you're going to do. So, you know.
Well, how can people support you? If you want to keep it on the low on what you're going to do after this court case, how can people help you out? I mean, you're obviously still very active in WeAreChange.org down in New York City. I'm going to be down there this year. I'm looking forward to it. Why don't you tell people how they can also take action and really help the cause?
Well, they could help just by changing their own lives, believing in themselves, expressing their, you know, inner need to have sovereignty in our country, and just stepping up for righteousness everywhere they go, wherever they see something that will override sovereignty, override righteousness, override their free will. They should step up for it, use their words as swords, and cut through all the nonsense.
Absolutely, and there is so much you can do in your own individual life. I mean, we're not asking you to just become a member of We Are Change or to become an activist. We're asking you to look within yourself, to find that great power, to find something that is close to your heart, one issue, just one issue out there that you know you can make a difference in. And whether that's copying DVDs, doing street action, sending people's links, going to a city council meeting, trying to become a member of that city council, running for local office, informing your neighbor, informing your friends, telling your family what's going on. There is so much one person can do. Isn't that right?
It's about being a leader. And if you're a leader, it's just an expression from within. If your essence is powerful enough, other people will see it, recognize it, and follow it. And that is exactly what We Are Change is about. That is what change is about. And people should never be afraid of opposition. Opposition is what helps strengthen people, just like how diamonds are formed through rough pressure, through key tremendous forces. That is what creates beauty, is the end result of oppression. After dark always comes the light. People should understand that. Should never be afraid of the dark. The dark is just there to help you find the light. You wouldn't appreciate the good without the bad. And people just have to understand that, have no fear, and go for it, go for the dreams, never look back. It'll manifest really quick as long as they act on the will.
In closing, why don't you describe to people what this experience was like and what it's like to sit in that courtroom and wait for the judge to come back with the verdict and how you felt after that verdict was not guilty?
Well, the whole courtroom system is a ritual. It's a Masonic ritual, the robes, the way they knock before the witness comes in. Basically, it's a ritual, I guess, to test your faith. It says, "In God we trust," right behind the judge. They make you basically, sit there and wait for your faith to be sealed. And it's just a test of patience. And I think that anybody that takes up a fight for a higher cause has to go through these kind of tests. And if they pass, they shall achieve a higher level of understanding and experience, and shall just become much, much stronger. This is why they can't stop it.
Absolutely. So what is it like when you hear, I mean, you're sitting there, you know, you're not sitting there because you rise as the judge comes in for the verdict. What is it like when he reads that verdict? Is it just like your stomach is in knots and then just the best feeling in the world? Tell me.
Well, I basically knew the verdict a long time ago. Everyone around me was very excited. My lawyer, I think, was even more nervous than I was. But I knew the verdict. I knew this was a test. I knew, you know, my heart was clean. I was chill with myself. I didn't do anything bad to anybody. And I knew I was going to come out good, and I did come out good. And
oh, did we just drop him? Well, Gary, you know what? We're at the final part of the segment. I encourage people to go to wearechange.org. I thank you so much for your time. On the other side, we're going to take your calls. It's going to be wide open lines for 30 minutes on the Info Warrior. 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. I also got a stack of news in here. National Post in two separate articles talking about the New World Order. Obama and the New World Order and New World Order Part 2. On top of that, we're going to talk about the CIA seeks laid-off bankers in New York recruitment drive. That's right, the CIA wants you. If you're a banker, you bet they do. It's already an intelligence operation as it is. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes back after this, 866-582-9933.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement, a personality cultist, who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, ooh, they point the cannon at you. Y'all. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no senator, son. It ain't me. It ain't me.
Again, folks, we are taking calls. 866-582-9933. Wide open lines. Any subject you want to talk about. But we're going to spend the next 5 minutes with a friend of mine, Stephen Colbert, if you will. Unmitigated, uncensored, and uninterrupted. Here it is, the Belizean and Bohemian Grove. And yeah, he talks about the Mac human sacrifices and the giant owl god. Hit the clip.
Sonia Sotomayor's path to the Supreme Court has been fraught with missteps. And not just that one that snapped her ankle at LaGuardia last week. Oh, I guess wise Latina women don't take their calcium. Well, now it has come to light that Sotomayor is a member of something called the Belizean Grove, a private organization whose members must be a female professional from the profit, nonprofit, and social sectors. Or, in layman's terms,
a witch! A witch! A witch! A witch! A witch!
Nation, this is not only more Sotomayor reverse discrimination, it also violates the code of conduct for federal judges, which forbids membership in groups that practice invidious discrimination on the basis of sex. Invidious, I believe, is one of those legal terms that no one understands, like sui generis, or child support, or within 300 yards. Am I supposed to measure that? Now, some out there have questioned Sotomayor's membership, specifically the Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who have their own single-sex club called the Republican Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now, Nation, I like them too. Nation, there's only one way for Sotomayor to be a member of a single-sex club and still be confirmed for the Supreme Court. And it brings us to tonight's word. Bohemian Grove. Now, as opposed to the Belizean Grove, the Bohemian Grove, or Bohemian Club, is an all-male 130-year-old secret society of captains of industry, international power brokers, and every Republican president since 1923. Herbert Hoover called it, quote, the greatest men's party on earth. And Richard Nixon agreed.
The Bohemian Grove, it is the most fatty goddamn thing you've ever met.
That is really saying something for a guy named Tricky Dick, who paid a man with this mustache to do secret plumbing for him in the 70s and then paid him to keep it quiet. Now, every year, Bohemian Grove holds a retreat in the Bohemian Grove in Northern California, where they are rumored to engage in costume pageantry, simulated human sacrifice, and worshiping before a 30-foot stone owl. Clearly modeling their rites on our most distinguished cultural institution, it's a small world. Well, in 1999, after being denied membership by Bohemian Grove, a group of women started their own same-sex organization, the Belizean Grove. But folks, that doesn't make it right. An all-female club, it's outrageous. It's unfair. I would love to form a group of like-minded professionals who aren't allowed to join men's clubs. But as a man, I can't. Now, of course, to keep her nomination alive, Sotomayor claims Belizean Grove doesn't discriminate. That, quote, all interested individuals are duly considered by the membership committee, and to the best of my knowledge, a man has never asked to be considered for membership. Until now. Because I hereby demand to be admitted to this lady's shadowy cabal. Yes. Where I can only assume these powerful women capture men, steal their seed, and inseminate each other with turkey basters. Now, Madam Sotomayor, making me a member is the quickest way to put this controversy to rest. Now, I know what you're all thinking. Why Why on earth am I being so helpful? Well, folks, it is a simple matter of principle. The principle that I really want to be in Belizean Grove. Plus, I gotta tell you, between you and me, the Bohemian Grove is a total sausage fest. I can't spend another summer watching Henry Kissinger belly dance around a statue of the Tootsie Pop Owl. So, madam, I await your invitation, because I and these Republican senators believe that no member of a single-sex club should be allowed on the Supreme Court, an institution which has welcomed men and women for well over 10% of its history. And that's
right.
The word. We'll be right
Let's
back.
Let's cut the clip there. That is just great stuff. I'm sorry. Every joke he told was on point. He played the Richard Nixon clip. He talked about every president, Republican president since the 20s. I mean, it was just top-notch, way to go, number one stunner stuff, Stephen. And I like that he's asking to become a member of the Belizean Grove, just kind of like flesh out the hypocrisy of Sotomayor. I mean, she is a gun grabber. She is no good, in my personal opinion, anybody with half a brain. All right, I said I'd take your calls. We got 20 minutes left in the program. We're taking your calls. Angel in Pennsylvania. Angel, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I missed that show on Colbert. That was hilarious. That was great. But my question to you tonight was, I just wanted to know, you know, what's next? I mean, we know that Obama's not trying to nationalize the whole healthcare thing. Mm-hmm. What's the next thing to nationalize? What's the next thing? You know, is it going to be food? Is it going to be?
Yeah, no, they're already doing food. Listen, food started with the Bush administration and Codex Alimentarius. And they know everything takes a long time. You know what I mean? They know that they're still taking steps to solidify the European Union. So they always put it out there before they announce it. So, yes, they are trying to not only they've nationalized the healthcare system. It is literally hanging by a thread. They're threatening people who don't want to take the insurance with fines and extra taxes, okay? And if you don't go along with this swine flu shot, I'm sure we're going to see repercussions there. That's why they're going to the kids first, and they're going to be making these schools makeshift flu shot centers. So to me, you know, what's next? I don't even know. I mean, they've got the youth corps. They have gutted the car industry. They're now talking about Chrysler in North America. It's not in the United States anymore. There's two in Canada and a couple down in Mexico as well. Big shocker, really not a shocker for anybody who listens to this program. So I think the next step is for them to try to unify us through national service. And again, this September 11th, when they start doing knock and talks and saying to pledge for, you know, whether it be AmeriCorps or it be City Year or a similar program, that's the next step. And the step after that is to get H.R. 1444 passed, have their exploratory committee, and announce mandatory service for all United States citizens. Literally bring us further into this police state as they bring in the North American Union. I mean, look at this. Well, look at this one. You know, you talked about nationalization. Forget about nationalization. CIA seeks laid off bankers in New York as a recruitment drive. Laid off Wall Street? The CIA wants you. See, they're trying to get former insiders in the financial industry who they haven't used before so they can use them on a global scale. The CIA wants you as long as you can pass a lie detector test and show that you are motivated by service to your country rather than your wallet. The CIA has been advertising for recruits and will be holding interviews on June 22nd at a secret location in New York. Economics, finance, and business professionals, if the quest for the bottom line is just not enough for you, the Central Intelligence Agency has a mission like no other, one radio advertisement for the agency says. And the reason that they're recruiting these guys is because they'll be able to find them a job in these financial institutions like that. Their cover will be that they were Wall Street bankers. And they'll never be known as CIA assets, sir. So that is what I believe. I mean, that's the next outward step.
Yeah, we're screwed.
Well, I don't necessarily see it that way. I got a lot of hope. I mean, that's why I do the reporting on this story. Meanwhile, New York State unemployed soars to 33-year high. That's right. Highest level in 33 years. More than 800,000 New York State residents are unemployed in May, and I guarantee it is much more. I thank you for the call, Angel. John in California. John, you're on the line.
Yeah, hi, good evening, Jason. How are you?
Good.
Listen, speaking of healthcare now, what do you think of Obama's latest cool move, wanting to cut trillions from Medicaid and Medicare?
Well, I think that's actually kind of tragic, because what it's going to do is it's going to, again, force older people into the program and force the poor into the program. I think that they're cutting that in order to bring in more nationalized healthcare. In other words, more reform programs. It's kind of along the lines of, oh, we understand that, you know, you lost your job and times are tough. Don't worry. We got these mobile medical vans for your kids. And again, bringing us down to that second level of world status. You know, we're not a third world nation. We're going to be a second world nation, getting us to accustomed to less, not more. So I don't necessarily think that he's really trying to, you know, cut the poor out or cut the elderly out.
He's targeting the populations that are the least able to fight
defend
back,
themselves.
Old, elderly and children.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. And I think he's also trying to bring in what used to be the middle class into this program and see, it's not so bad. We all have to work together. We're all under the same umbrella. I wish things were better, but we're working on this economy. We're going to save you. I mean, that's what I think it's about, but I guess it is up for debate. Anything else?
Nope.
All right, brother, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on the line. Yes, sir, Eric.
Yo, Jason.
Yo, yo.
All right. When I was a kid back in the 80s, I used to watch this show called A-Team.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. B.A. Baraka, Face. Let's not forget Hannibal, God rest his soul.
And weren't all those guys military veterans? And weren't they protecting the people against the local corruption?
Yeah, but they were also displayed by the media as terrorists. They were a bad organization. Remember, local law enforcement and the federales were always after the crew. But if you could find them and you can pay, the A-Team can help.
That's why every time I listen to Alex Jones, I almost feel like I'm in an episode of A-Team.
Well, you know what we need? I need a Mr. T bobblehead. If the listeners out there are listening, let's ship one out to the office.
Listen, what I was going to say is, why don't we get him on the show so you could say, pity on the New World Order?
Because he's lost it, man. I actually have listened to some recent interviews of Mr. T. I remember the last one. I was on my way to get my dental work done by Jones's dad, and he was on Stern. And I don't know if you caught him singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game in Chicago, but poor Mr. T, man. He went from...
Well, maybe he saw Endgame or something. Why don't you get him on the show?
All right, Eric, I'll look into it. You got anything else for me, brother?
Hey, man, just put your fist in the air and say, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the line. Yes, Ron.
Jason?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason, how are you, man? It's great to finally talk to you, dude. I'm seriously beginning to feel like it's not even worth saving or informing some people of the storm that is upon this country. You know, I put myself on the line to inform some of my coworkers at work. Mm-hmm. One of them happened to see the Obama deception, and they completely think that it's not fact. And then I get called a conspiracy theorist.
Well, what do they think isn't fact about that? In other words, they say, I watched the Obama deception. Which part do they specifically say? I mean, they probably say, all of it's a conspiracy, dude. But, I mean, is that the kind of attitude you get?
They completely deny the Bilderberg Group. They completely deny the New World Order. They completely deny the fact that our government is being run by international banking cartels. I mean, it's horrible. And then, you know, I try to inform them that our Miranda rights and the right to counsel was taken away under Obama's administration. And I even advised that they try Googling it and looking it up, and they decline because they don't believe it. You know, like, really, they're completely convinced that nothing is wrong with Obama or this country. I mean, give me a break. What is wrong with our generation today?
Well, it's called cognitive dissonance, and you see it in almost any generation. It's not just ours, although I'll say that we are heavily medicated, heavily fluorided, heavily mercury poisoned to the fact that we don't really care of things outside of our own little worlds. We don't care of things outside of sports teams and Jenny Light and NASCAR and what's going on with our favorite baseball team. And these guys are punching a clock 9 to 5, and they don't want to hear the fact that they're going to have to drive a smaller car, live in a littler house, have more government regulation, pay a carbon tax. They don't want to hear of the harsh realities. They want to stay in a childlike state because, you know, Alex talked about this years ago. I don't think he brings it up enough. People are trained in this country, men are trained, not to become men until their 30s. They're trained to stay in this boyhood of it's cool and hip to have tattoos and, you know, gel your hair up with blonde highlights and hit the bar scene and know the trendy lingo and pop your collar and act like a complete douchebag on Growing Up Gotti. I mean, that's what we're trained to do. We're not trained to stand up, get informed, look into the government, become part of the government, start a grassroots organization or become part of a campaign for liberty. We're not trained as that's cool and hip. We're trained to think, oh, the government loves us. It's going to take care of us and don't get involved. Because if you get involved, you're one of those weirdos or, you know, you're a conspiracy nut and you hate the Jews and you're a Nazi. So people automatically have that trigger reaction that if they do start to believe in this stuff and they do start to look into it, that their entire life is over. And I'd like to say that there's nothing further from the truth. I'd like to think that I keep a pretty good balance of, you know, this Patriot Movement stuff and what I like to call reality, because it's reality. These things I'm reading to you are from mainstream news sources, and I still get to catch The Simpsons and Family Guy every Sunday. I still get to catch an occasional Yankee game. I still hit the Xbox 360 every once in a while. It's not as much. You know, I have to sacrifice my childhood because I'm not a child anymore, but I'm pushing 30. I'm going to be 30 this summer. You know, I am not one of those guys that is going to be a Toys R Us kid the rest of my life. Maybe a part of me will be, but I see the greater responsibility to inform the populace out there, and I just think we need more people like yourself and others to fight the info war. I thank you for the call, brother. Let's go to Brian in Florida. Brian, you're on the line.
Jason, that was incredible what you just said, and I've got to say, you know, thank you very much. But I'm curious, when did that shift take place, the cognitive dissonance shift
for me?
Take place?
For yeah, me, well, personally? All right, well, I guess I'll tell the story. Well, in general, the cognitive dissonant, that's occurred throughout history, sir. I mean, you look at Nazi Germany, for instance. Not the entire Wehrmacht isn't evil. You know what I mean? Not everybody in Germany is a madman. But again, they go along to get along. Yeah, it happens throughout society. But on the other side, you know, I'm going to tell my story and how I kind of got over it. I was always a kid that was kind of interested in politics and watched the History Channel. But, you know, my main concern is, am I going to catch the Knicks game tonight? You know, what movie am I going to see this weekend? Who's hitting up the bar with me? Who's coming downtown? And that did completely change in my life after I started discovering 9/11 truth and the harsh realities that it entailed. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Segment of the Info Warrior. If you missed any of the program, theinfowarrior.com. We got a podcast. We got a listen live. It runs 24/7 until the next show. We're talking to Brian in Florida. And for me, everything changed when I started to realize what 9/11 was and what the implications were, that they murdered 3,000 people. I'm a New Yorker, in my own state, and then only in turn to murder millions more overseas. And then what I think that's really overlooked in this movement so much, and people don't grasp, is that the majority of our founding fathers were in their mid-20s and early 30s when the Revolutionary War and these documents were written up. They were no really, older than your average, clubber, or, somebody who's out at the bar every night, or somebody, again, who's a sports fan. These people were in their 20s and early 30s when they did this incredible thing declaring that we were a free humanity. And I think that's what people miss, Brian.
Well, I'm going to agree with you on that, but, when we talk about cognitive dissonance, you played a clip from Colbert just before I called in, mm-hmm. where he's making fun of the Belizean Grove, but the Bohemian Grove at the same time. But there had to have been some research that went into that, because, listen, he's referring to the Tootsie Pop Owl that everybody's mm-hmm. bowing
listen,
to.
Listen, he's had people on where he talked to Richard Haass about being modern-day Illuminati. He is well aware and in the know, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's well aware of Alex Jones's and my work. I got to jump up. I just think that he wants to keep his job. Listen, Colbert is a hero to me after he did that the National Press Club dinner with President Bush and all these people out there. He said some incredible things, and I intend on putting some of those incredible things in my film, Invisible Empire. All right, let's go to Jim in Arkansas. Jim, you're on the line.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay, very quickly, this is a question or something I've been working out that came up a few callers back. If I run into someone that just won't listen and it gets to the point where they just won't budge, what I'll just ask them is, look, here's the facts, go to this House bill or whatever the reference is, and I'll just ask them, look, what if Alex, Gerald Celente, Ron Paul, what if they're wrong? What's the downside? Then
That's
I ask them,
point.
What's the downside if they're 20% right?
No, that's a great point. And I mean, Alex makes that point all the time when he's talking to George Norrie or one of the bigger guys in mainstream television. He says, look, if you're not listening to what I'm saying, let's say that half of what I'm saying is true. He's like, no, let's say a quarter of what I'm saying I'm true. No, let's say 10% of what I'm saying is true. We're still in dire straits. We are still desperate for change, and we still need our Constitution and Bill of Rights back desperately. And the way that I bring people in is I try to find common ground first, somewhere where we can agree and flesh out the
right
points there and go, use their own tools against them. There's a reason they use incrementalization, because before you know it, they've taken one step, two steps, three steps, and then all of a sudden it's really hard for them to use their cognitive dissonance and their reverse logic not to listen to the message. And that's how I encourage people to reach out to others. I thank you for the call. Last caller, Cheryl in Canada. What's up?